So, today is a very exciting day because of the show we have in store for you. I mean, I was a little bit weird last night about it. I was a little freaked out about dealing with snakes. I'm not a huge fan of snakes. I would have to say that, you know, that's what, I can't think of anything worse, really. It's very difficult for me to accept this, but I am going to accept it. To conquer things, you have to have them in your face. So, we're going to have a game today where you can get bitten by a snake, but before we have the game, I'm just going to jump in there and get bitten by a snake. I think that, I mean, a lot of things, I really do care about this show, and I really do care about, you know, I care about what this show stands for. It means a lot. Yeah, we fuck around most of the time, and we're, we don't really plan stuff. It's better like that. I like it. It's different, it's surprising, and it's not like everybody else, so I like it like this. It's fun. We're having fun, and you're in traffic, and you need something to kill the time. So, if you've ever been scared of anything, if you've ever been worried about things happening, you know, sometimes it's a good idea to face them. And I am fortunate enough to have this radio show, and I can organize something where I can face this. Because I thought about it last night, I thought about it this morning. It fucking terrifies me, because I know snakes. I've seen snakes. But when they come up close, I get real weird. I lose control. I feel shock coming on. Like I'm about to go into shock. Not really, but it's, you know, it's that whole thing I was talking about yesterday. Your attitude is your decision. So I say right now, because I know that there's people that listen to this show, and I say that I will be bitten by a snake, that no matter what, because I heard last night that Donald Schultz has snakes, that Raw Dog told me, because we had the humongous party at the Ramada last night. It was a huge celebration. It was going off. That Donald Schultz is bringing anacondas in. He's bringing an anaconda in to bite me. Humongous fucking three different kinds of anacondas are coming. Three humongous snakes are coming in. And then he tweeted that they were pissed off. And they were pissed and they were hungry. So it's going to be like a full-on attack. I'm going to be fully attacked by a humongous snake. Part of me says, fuck yeah. And another part of me says, dude, why don't you just say you're sick and not come in today? It's Friday. Why can't we just do a replay? So I'm going to do it. But, I really hope you appreciate this. I really hope that some of you are in traffic and you've fucking had enough of your day or whatever it is. You're welcome. You know, man, I'm really going to go for it this time. I'm really going to go put my hand in there and this huge beast is going to wrap onto me and blood is going to fly out everywhere. Do I need to duct tape my wrists? Because someone said that I probably need to duct tape my wrists because I could die. That's awesome, huh? Probably a good idea? Good. Love being scared, but there's that initial bit, I mean, that's why it's fun to talk about right now, because I'm talking about it right now, I'm not sweating it right now, but when I see the beast and place my arm in front of the beast, I will want to pull away, but I can tell myself not to pull away, because I know that you're all listening, and your power gives me power to not move my arm out of the way of the snake. Or does it? Will it not be enough? Will I be like, you know what? Fuck all you motherfuckers. I'm not dealing with this. I can't deal with it. It's too much. But I think I'm really going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hold my hand out there and I'm going to get it ripped off. We're going to fucking get eaten by snakes. And everybody snakes. Who's listening is going to be stoked.
Snakes.
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 Snakes. Snakes. Don't do that yet. You guys don't know, Artist Matt, you left. Me and Raw Dog stayed in the hotel room. All you guys left, and Raw Dog was like, I suppose I should leave. And I was like, well, you don't have to if you don't want to. And then as he was about to leave, this fucking show comes on. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but like, think about all the shit that we're dealing with right now when it comes to snakes, right? And all of a sudden, we're watching a show, and it's a hot chick. You should come in, ask us, because this is pretty sweet. He's got no ass, no body fat. Where's the meat at? The shit's all flat. Yeah, your shit's all flat. I'm not going to let you practice your intro, because you don't get to practice.
I didn't want
to
blow my load.
Later on today, ladies and gentlemen, Assless Matt, Raw Dog, Bentley, and Come On My Shit will do the best intro they can, and the worst intro out of all of them will pick a box, and in one of the boxes will be a snake, and you will be blindfolded. No blindfold. You will, and there'll be something else in here, a little bonus treat that we haven't really got into too much yet, have we? Or have we?
Not on Alzheimer's last night, we did.
Right, well, yeah, if you don't know, then you don't know. And bomb. So, there's going to be an extra thing here that's going to make it a little bit worse or a little bit better, depending on who you are. I don't mind. My wife said that I can hold on to it if I want to, so I might just give it a fucking hee-haw, give it a good gusto. When was the last time you grabbed one of those?
Haven't done...
Oh, you have never grabbed one of those.
Any of them. Yeah, I just fucked up.
Anyway, getting to the main story. Everyone party, we all left, you all left, me and Raw Dog were there. Raw Dog's about to leave, and then this show, because we were talking about the snakes today, and how weird it is for me to deal with that. Then all of a sudden there's this show that comes on, and it's a girl... living with her parents, and she's talking, like, we don't know, we're not watching, we don't know we're on a comedy channel, we don't know what the fuck we're on, we weren't watching anything until this very second.
Right.
And it's a girl who says, she's like, you know, my boyfriend's coming over, so don't be weird or whatever like that. And then the brother comes in, and he looks like a bit of a loser with a wife beater on and a mullet.
Except he's got this giant snake.
And a giant snake around his neck.
Right. I've seen the thing you're talking about.
And I'm like, whoa! That guy's got a snake around his neck. And he's like, yeah, oh, whatever, I'll talk to your boyfriend any way I want or whatever. So then the boyfriend, that's him, he's at the door. So then they open the door, and there's the boyfriend, and he's got a giant snake around his neck. And I'm like, fuck, that's weird. Then they both talk to each other. They're like, snakes.
Yeah, that's a cool snake. Oh, that's an awesome snake. Yeah,
snakes.
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 It goes way longer than this. I'm in awe. I'm getting bitten by a fucking anaconda tomorrow, and there's a TV show that's saying snake over and over again for 15 minutes.
Great timing.
With what the fuck is going on? Is this some sort of trap? Like, am I on fucking...
Am I being punked?
Yeah, you know, you gotta be famous to be punked.
Right.
That's the only reason I knew I was in the clear on that one. But I'm like, man, what is this? And then that was actually a really funny... What TV show was that?
That was Funny Your Die Presents on HBO.
Everything else on there sucked dick. Yeah. That bit was hilarious. Yeah. They started hanging out with each other, and they were playing games with each other, and the snakes were like... You know what I mean? They were throwing balls, and the snake was around the dude's neck, and it was real snakes on the dude. So the whole time I'm watching this dude throw a ball, and I'm like, man, soon one of these snakes is going to bite someone, because why would it like... playing with a dude running with a water pistol.
Yeah, like running around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just in my mind so much. And I was like, dude, I'm going to go to sleep with that.
You just about to go to sleep and you see these snakes.
Yeah, I watched a fucking 15-minute bit on dudes running around with snakes around their neck.
I actually went to sleep watching Donald Schultz fuck around with snakes, so if that makes you feel any better.
Well, you watched Recon?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Wild Recon.
Wild Recon?
Tuesdays at 8 o'clock.
Well, how did you watch it last night?
I had it TiVo'd, so catching up. I thought it would, like, you know, ease my worries watching him fuck around with snakes, but I think falling asleep to him with the snakes just gave me weird dreams.
Right, dreams of snakes.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
Made it kind of weird.
I am sketched out on this thing, dude. I know it's going to weird me out so bad. I'm not looking forward to it at all. Yeah, it'll be better when this fucking show's over. I'm so nervous. I can't do a radio show. I'm so not looking forward to it. Because I was like, we're going to have this contest, who can do the best intro. I can't be in this... I don't want to toot my own horn, but you ain't got no fucking chance against me on intro. I do like 7 of them a day.
Right, and right. You have to be the judge, too.
Yeah, and I'm the judge. I think I'm awesome. So, I'm just going to fucking man up and take a shot straight off the bat. I need him to be prepared, and I need to be out there. I'm going to psych myself, and then I'm just going to come in. Like, you don't want to do bench presses a shit ton of weight. Yeah, I'm going to be in there sniffing some Epsom salts, and then I'm just going to come in and be like, Do it! Whack, and then somebody had a septic grave. Get me out of here.
I should have gotten you some smelling salts.
Right. What do they do?
Just, I think they just wake you the fuck
up. Yeah, if you pass out, they wake you up.
Yeah.
We should have them. Imagine if I faint from it.
Yeah.
Like the shock of it trying to pull my, like if it actually like tries to pull me in the box and shit. Right. I can't deal with it. I think I'm going to pass out. Then I flop on the ground with a fucking anaconda trying to choke me out. That's fucking TV gold.
Oh, but like football players and shit do it before games to pump them up.
What?
And stuff too.
Get tagged by snakes?
No, the smelling salts.
Mm. That's next level if somebody did that.
Yeah.
Wrestle a snake before you go play football?
Yeah, exactly.
Or get bitten by a snake before you play football?
Right.
Man, I can't focus. I just gotta get this fucking snake to hurry up and bite me so that I can move on with the radio show. Wait, how much longer until Donald Shelton's here so that I can, compose myself.
A little more than an hour.
Who are these people who want to call me? A biologist for snake info? Do you want to know more about snakes?
Oh, we should. I also have got a new story about snakes.
Let's freak ourselves the fuck out. Jeff! No, Charles!
Hey, Ellis, what's up?
What up?
I was going to offer you more information about getting bit, really. I can tell you all you want about snakes, but I was thinking more about information about getting bit, kind of some things that really go through your mind. The first bite you ever take from a snake is a complete mind fuck, I'll tell you that. The first bite you ever get, but a couple things since you kind of know what's going to happen, which those are always worse when you know what's going to happen. But if you pull away, which is your natural instinct, it's going to make it a whole lot worse than if you just let it clamp down, I'll tell you that. You were talking about just taking it. If you take it like a man,
yep,
it'll work out better for you, because when you jerk away, I've jerked away from quite a few, it's like when you don't know what's coming, it's so much better, because if they latch on and they hang on, it's worse than if you jerk your hand away, man. And that's when you can worry about, somebody said something about taping stuff, you're probably unlikely to have arterial bleeding, but definitely getting veins involved, depending how big the snake is. You can definitely have some veins that get lacerated and have some bleeding that way. That could be unfortunate. But if you hang on and you man up and they just take it, that's unlikely to happen.
Hey, let me ask you this. If I'm screaming really loud when the snake is about to bite me, could he change his mind because of the amplitude of my mouth and bite my mouth instead?
They don't really have the best hearing of any of the animals.
Okay, good. So, because I feel like I'm going to be way more resilient if I can scream.
Right.
Like yeah, some sort of war cry as it's about to bite me, because I don't think I can be quiet about it. It's the only way, because I'm going to go into the green room, I'm going to sniff some salt, then I'm just going to come in and go, do it! And then that's it. And I hope that when I go, he doesn't go boom and bite my fucking bottom jaw, and then we're like making out in some sort of snake wrestling passion.
Get off my tongue!
Get him off it!
The times when I've screamed, it's always been afterward, usually just, you know, swear words, because I'm pissed at myself for doing something stupid.
How many times have you been bitten by a snake?
It's in the hundreds. Never venomous, though. Nothing hot. Nothing with any venom.
Nothing hot.
You know, constrictors. I'm real,
snake
real careful with venomous.
Yeah, that's what they call poisonous snakes.
Yeah, hot.
They're hot.
Hot, yeah. No hot snakes. Only you know, non-venomous.
Well, I do appreciate your advice, Charles. I will remember. Because he's right. That's going to be the toughest thing. When this thing latches on, you're going to want to pull away. Just like when Bentley was going to get bit the first time the snake actually looked at her arm, she pulled it out of the way.
Yeah,
you've got to fucking hold it there. It might even be a better idea to sort of push it towards the snake, yeah?
I wouldn't go that far necessarily.
Right.
You might get further back in the mouth, and that might cause problems when it's trying to release itself. It's better just to hold still and...
Hold still!
What if you like, punch the snake a little bit, like, lightly?
Yeah, it's probably not the best idea, depending on the snake. You might actually kind of deter it from biting at all, or you might, you know...
Oh, yeah, like you're showing it to his boss.
Right, you're showing it to his boss. That's what you tried to do with the venomous one the other day, Rod. All right, thanks for the call, dude.
Yep, take care, man.
Yeah, I'm going to need to take care, that's for sure. So, should I... What's going to be the plan for me? Am I just going to stand there and do it? Because I think I'm going to actually shoot an ad for a skateboard magazine today.
Okay, like
I'm still a skateboarder.
Before the snake bite or after?
No, like, what's the best position that I should be in for a snake to fly out and bite me? Like, what would be the best angle? What would be the best look?
I would say huddled in
should the... Should I get it to bite my ass?
I would say huddled in the fetal position on the floor holding
your arm
up.
What about if I pull my pants down and bend over, and then Donald Schultz makes the snake bite me on the ass? That's a pretty good video.
That's cool, yeah.
But then I would probably jerk up and stand up, and then my dick will come out the other side. And then my dick and a snake on my ass will ruin everything.
Would it be the good ass cheek or like the bruised ass
cheek? No, I would get it to fuck my shitty ass cheek.
Yeah.
For sure, huh?
Yeah.
Because it can't get any worse.
Exactly.
What, and then I'll say, and then I'll tell stories. Yeah, the reason my ass cheek is lower than the other one is I was attacked by a humongous anaconda. He actually took a piece of my ass. You can see the bite right there, but underneath it is where he took a piece of my ass with him. Yeah?
Yeah, no, that sounds cool. It's like
I'm married.
Story.
I don't even care about that story. I wonder if my wife will do me more if she knows I've been bitten. I wonder if I'll not have to lift stuff tomorrow because I was bitten by a snake.
Like, oh, you poor baby.
What about if I get bitten by two snakes at the same time? No, has anyone ever done that?
Why are you upping the ante so much?
Because I just want to seal the deal. The world is mine. Come on. I'm lying. I don't want to do this at all. All right, so what do you have?
Well, we've got snake news.
Why do we have snake news when snakes are coming in the studio?
Doesn't that
Can
seem
we get
appropriate?
Off snakes for a fucking hour?
It seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. It's Friday and I don't give a fuck.
And you're about to get bitten by a snake. So,
and I'm about to get bitten by a snake and I can't compose myself. But we should work on the intros now because we should get it out of the way. So, just so everybody knows, there is an element that we're adding to this. We're going to do the best intros. You're all going to have an intro. And the worst intro, I will decide. Some people want a phone call or Twitter or whatever, they can do that as well to help influence the judge, which is me. But the loser... will be getting bitten by a snake, but what they don't know is we will have a transvestite in here and she will be naked and you will be holding on to her tit while the snake bites you. And that's how we do radio. No one's ever done it. First person to do it.
So the Jason Ellis show is about.
About trannies.
And
about snake
trannies bites. And snake bites, yeah.
I don't have a problem with anybody writing that up. The Jason Ellis show is just a gimmick. It's about trannies and snake bites. I'd be like,
it's amazing that they've been able to get years out of just that much material.
Well, we haven't even done it yet. What, Will?
Ryan Seacrest actually did this about a month ago.
He could be a snake or a tranny. I'm not sure which one he is. Allegedly? Right.
Allegedly
he's a snake. I have to say, I don't know. I mean, he could just be wearing a suit with rubber arms.
He's a snake in a bad suit.
And yes.
Wait, no, it's just a rumor.
Just my
rumor,
opinion.
Guys. My opinion.
That he's a snake in a man suit. For all I know, he could just be a man. But I'm just saying.
He could be a talking snake in a man suit.
He could be a talking snake in a man suit. But don't get angry at me. It's just, you mean, how I feel.
You never know, right? You never know.
You never know. Or he could be a woman with a dick. That doesn't even work. He can't even be a tranny. He's a dude. He could be... What do you call it when you're a dude and you got your penis cut off and turned into a vagina?
It's a tranny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's both?
No, but...
It's a reverse tranny.
Oh, do you mean like a woman who gets a dick attached to her?
No. What did I just say?
You said a dude who gets his penis turned into a vagina.
Oh, yeah. No, the other way around then. Yeah, a vagina turned into a penis. What's that? Is that a tranny?
Still a tranny.
Right.
It's a different kind of tranny.
Good. Yeah. So anyway, you're going to do your intro. Do you have do you want a song? What song do you want?
We should play the Batman song.
You want the Batman song?
Give me the Batman song.
You're going to do the Batman intro right now. You're going to do it.
No, I was saying I should go out and come back in if it's going to be an intro song.
Oh, go. So just so everybody knows, this is for all the marbles. Raw Dog is going to come back in to his intro. And everybody can hit us up on Twitter, Ellis Mate, or 866-YO-FACTION. I guess we'll wait for all of them to happen first, but they're all going to do it. They're all going to take their turns on an intro. And what we're looking for, we don't really care about the winner. We're looking for the biggest loser. And the biggest loser... will be involved in a new contest known as the Tit Cobra Challenge. Okay, let's see what this cocksucker's got.
Give me back my music!
Sorry.
Play the music! The kid is back. The illusionist is here. And he's gonna blow some fucking minds today. What am I gonna give you? I'm gonna give you boo news. I'm gonna tell you that apes are monkeys, but they're really not. I'm just gonna tell you a lot of bullshit because I don't know anything I'm talking about. That's right! I'm gonna fuck up the show with shit that I don't know because I'm smarter than all of you motherfuckers! Fuck the haters! You, especially you fucking head collector on Twitter, I know you, you're always bullshitting me and naysaying me, but I'm smarter than you, I'm smarter than all of you! Yes, I know apes are not monkeys, I know they've got the patch of skin on their butt or whatever that makes them different from monkeys, but they basically look like monkeys, so I can say they're monkeys during monkey business. We can do a story about them. I know what I'm talking about. You know why I know I'm smarter than all of you, even though I'm bullshitting most of the time on the radio? Because I won a trivia contest with Benji Madden, and Benji Madden's a pretty smart guy, so I'm pretty sure I'm smarter than fucking Benji Madden. And therefore, I'm smarter than all of you at the same time. So fuck all of you. That's my opinion.
Wow, I've got to tell you, that was absolutely atrocious.
Really?
Yeah. That was unbelievably bad, and I can't believe... I mean, did you not think to yourself, when you went out to the green room, did you not think to yourself that maybe, possibly today, you would have to hold on to a man's tit while a snake attacks you? Did you not visualize that?
I might as well go out attacking people.
Yeah, but it's like... You just, I don't know, it's like I feel like you've done way better. Really? I was expecting you to outdo yourself today, but I feel like that was like an average intro for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was doing good there.
You didn't really do very good at all.
I'm sorry.
I'm not, don't be sorry to me. Just
are you just saying that so you can get me to get bitten by a snake?
I don't want you to get bitten by a snake. I want, come on my shit to get bitten by a snake.
Oh, is he doing one too?
Yes, everybody who's on the show. Will, are you in this shit or are you going? He's gone?
Will's gone.
Fucking pansy. He left the building. God, I hate when people push out of shit. All right.
Can we get a second opinion? I want to hear a phone call.
No, you don't get a second opinion.
Fine.
Because we're going to judge everybody after that. So let's go straight into Bentley. We'll see what Bentley wants and we'll do it. Thank you, Raw Dog. Thank you. Great. I'm going to make my score right now. People are clapping out there. Where do I need a pen? No, I don't need a pen. I'll just know which one's the worst. That's all that matters. Bentley, do you have a specific song that you would like?
Can I hear the options?
I think
maybe.
That's a good one for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Hey, pause.
Now.
Oh, yeah! It's the Black Mamba! I'm the only one in here with the vagina and the only one balls enough to not be scared to get bitten by a snake. Yeah! That's it. I don't know.
Wow.
Is that worse?
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
What do I say?
Oh my God, Bentley. That's really your intro?
No.
Well, first of all, you started talking about other stuff and said, is it now? And you have headphones on. Did you hear the music?
Yeah, I just didn't know where I was supposed to start
it. So why wouldn't you start?
I didn't know when I was supposed to start it.
I feel like everyone's sort of just throwing these away like they're just throwaway intros. But these are intros that you have to... Can you hold a man's titty?
Yes.
You're allowed to do that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of cool to watch you do that. Is that weird?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, you suck.
I know. But I was, I was thinking about it, and I didn't
know. Hey, Raw Dog, I think you just got out of some hell right now. You gotta be amped.
I had a really big...
First and foremost, you fucked up by, you started a step when you started. Just keep going, no matter what.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do anything. Man, you're done. Oh.
I'm touching a man's tit.
That's the least of your problems, really. I mean, you're going to have to get bitten by a huge snake.
I came in here prepared that I was going to lose.
It's not over. It's not over. Still have two more people to go. Let's get these other assholes on here. Arsus Matt.
Good luck.
Man.
I know.
You should have gone. I can't believe you did that, Bentley. It's like barely... It's like we're just giving it... How bad can Arsus Matt be?
Hopefully.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
Because of what you just heard then, right?
Yeah.
How bad... How much harder can you fuck it up?
Well, I figure I'll either have a funny intro, or if I lose, I'll have a funny snake bite. So, it's a win-win.
Well, you're a team player. You ready?
Yep. I'll get my song.
And everybody thinks I'm not gonna get any fucking pussy because of that shit. Well, fuck you, because I hate fuck those bitches anyways, and I come all over their asses and their fat study like shit. So fuck all of you, I don't give a fuck.
You come all over their asses?
Yeah, their fat cellulite asses.
You come all over their fat cellulite asses?
Yep.
Hold pass. You're good, you're out.
Sweet.
Yeah. How easy was that?
Fuck yeah.
Is it really that difficult?
No, that was fun.
So now it's out of Bentley and Raw Dog. You have just... I fucked up your intro, too, but you fucked up at the start, but then you just kept going and you bounced back.
Yep.
You came over cellulite.
I did.
Amazing.
I tried.
All right, let's get... Come on your shit in here.
Let's do it.
Get this over and done with. Come on your shit is next. And what bet will we give Come on your shit?
Shit up, motherfuckers! You know what they call me? They call me Come on Your Shit, and I don't give a fuck. You can call me Come on Tranny Fucking Tits today, because I am here to fucking win it. I'm part of the Jason Ellis Show now. You haters can suck up on my left motherfucking nut, because I don't give a fuck. I'll fuck a midget after I loop him with a fucking pack of bacon. That's what I'll do for this show, because I am fucking down. I am here to fucking play, and I'm not going the fuck away. I have like five fucking names. Cowfucker 2, come on my shit, motherfucker, whatever you want to call me. I'm back from the grave, bitch. And I'll fucking treat anybody out here for the show, because that's how it is. I'm keeping it fucking real, motherfucker.
Wow.
That's where I go today.
Well, you're in the clear. You're in the clear. It's kind of really obvious who it's going to be.
But that sucks. We should...
Should we do a head-to-head? They should have a head-to-head.
A battle-off?
A battle-off.
Well, you're the judge, so rank it how you see
it. It has to be a battle-off.
Like a rap battle.
A face-off.
A cypher.
A what?
A face-off. Yeah.
I'm going to pick intro songs. Every time I pick a different intro song, that means it's that person. Can I get these two losers in here? Because... Uh-oh. Come on your shit, and Assless Matt fired off a champion's roar. Now we're into the loser zone, where you two guys will go back and forth with each other. Every time I hit you hear a new song, that means it is your opponent's time to shout yourself out, and then after that, you know what I mean. So we'll go back and forth until it's just obvious that one has been beaten and one is victorious. Do you accept this?
I have no choice.
Yes, well, you are a smart little dude. Finally, you are actually correct. Blood is not blue, but you are fucking in this game for the duration of it, no matter how bad it gets.
Yeah, I'm here.
You are ready? All right, I'm going to start. Do you want to flip a coin to see who goes first?
I vote Raw Dog.
It's not a vote thing. You had to flip a coin.
Yeah, heads or tails. Tails. Raw Dog goes first.
I go first.
Or you choose.
No, I guess I go first.
Okay. All right, what will we do? Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Tit Cobra Challenge. Should we play the Tit Cobra Challenge song?
Yes.
We should have, huh? I should have already done that.
Tit Cobra Challenge. Motherfucking host invited tick cobra. There's motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking studio. This motherfucking tick cobra is coming to fuck with you.
Okay, here's what's up, audience of the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah. I'm doing an intro.
I'm not?
No.
Oh, what's
up? I'm doing one.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Tick Cobra Challenge. I'm your host, Tick Cobra. Today, we will face some of the most awesome side snakes, awesome power, awesome males, ready to attack. They're pissed and they're hungry, and they're going to bite one of the members of this show. Just to spice it up a little bit, they will be grabbing a man's titty. A la Tick Cobra. That's how they name it. Now, they will begin their bullshit, and we will laugh as they both stutter step. Remember, Bentley is a little bit into this, and it's kind of freaking me out, but Raw Dog, you do not want to get bitten by a snake, right?
Whatever, yeah.
You know you do.
Whatever.
I love how you guys are fucking cocky about it right now. You wait till that thing shows up here.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna cry. I put money on it that you cry. I'm not even joking. I say you cry. I say I might cry. I'm scared. I can't even do a radio show. I'm freaking out about it.
It's almost over. He's almost here.
Man, I'm just going to... As soon as he gets in here, I'm going out there, like, pump myself up, and then just bang! Bite me.
Right.
Okay, you guys are going to go down in a blaze of glory right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Okay, Raw Dog, you're going first?
I'm going first.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to get the mic set up. Remember, this is going to be an anaconda that's going to bite you.
Sure.
Are you more scared of the tranny or the anaconda?
Anacondas don't bite.
Right, well then this is going to be another snake.
It's going to be a different kind of snake.
But it'll be a big snake. He said it's a big snake and it's angry.
Just give me my intro.
Okay, seven.
Here we go. Oh, sweet. Listen, okay. Here's what's up, audience of the Jason Ellis Show. I don't really give a shit one way or the other. It's not like I haven't done way worse shit for this show. I've admitted to fucking myself in the ass on this show. I've had three porn stars.
Wait a minute. You admitted to fucking yourself in the ass on this show?
Apparently.
No, he hasn't. He's always tiptoed around it.
You just did, though.
Man,
you said you've been around it a little bit. You said you fucked yourself with it?
Apparently, I listened to myself do that, so sure. Fucking whatever.
Supposed to be an intro.
Yeah. Don't play this. This is weird. Or unless it's her turn.
Hey, yeah! This is Baby Throat, a.k.a. Baby Sex Throat. I am here at the Jason Ellis Show.
What is that song? God.
The Tit Cobra Challenge, where I am fearlessly about to face a tit cobra. If I had the opportunity, would fuck Amanda Bynes. Fuck, man. Really? I have, don't know what to say. I don't know why I can't do this.
Did you say you'd fuck a man?
Amanda Bynes.
You also said you'd fearlessly fuck the face of Tit.
Who's Amanda Bynes?
She's, remember the one I showed you the picture when we were talking about the tweens?
She was kind of fat, but you said she was cute.
You said that she was a millionaire, so she looks hot.
Nah.
Yo, girl. Yeah.
Right, you're fucked.
Why?
It's over. You're getting bit.
Wait, why?
Because you can't. The intro is, I say an intro and you go, yeah, Kill Bill. Okay.
So I guess we're both getting bit.
You're fucking so terrible at your job. It's crazy. Fucking hell. I press that. Okay, yeah, Kill Bill. Wow, that's a great intro. Is this Kill Bill 3's fucking... Are we about to debut a movie right now?
You can't interrupt me.
Well, how can I... yes, I can. It's intros. You don't even know how to talk, and you said you wanted to fuck a man, and you just said that that's the name of the movie, the song with the bed.
I was jazzed about the bed.
Bentley, you face fucked Rawhawk. How did you not throw that in your intro?
Because I go blank.
Last chance.
Look, I don't really give a shit one way or the other. Just have a snake bite me.
Done.
Fair enough.
You want to get bitten too, Bentley?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
It's not even a contest. I don't give a fuck.
What?
We're all gonna get bit.
Yeah, why don't we all just do it?
Everybody on the show is gonna get bit.
Fuck yeah.
And let's not forget, if the tranny has a foreskin, we can have another...
Pouch off.
Yep, pouch off. I got M&M's. And good news is for, if it is good. A really bad...
Can it get the news get any better, baby?
Yes, it is.
You're saying I'm going to have a pouch off with a transvestite.
Yeah, if the bites are bad, we have Neosporin, hydrogen peroxide, and Band-Aids.
And guess who gets to put the M&M's in Ellis's pouch?
Raw Dog.
I'm not doing that.
You are doing that.
I can't do it.
She can't do it.
I'm not putting M&M's in your pouch.
Assless?
I think it has to be Raw Dog.
I think it has to be Raw Dog.
It can't be. Look, it's not going to be fucking arseless.
Yeah.
You and me, you know I don't want to have sex with you, dude.
I know.
You know that, right? You and me hung out in the hotel room last night by ourselves.
That was bonding, getting ready for in case.
We're bros.
Is Come On My Shit going to get bitten, too?
Come On My Shit, are you going to get bitten? It take to come in here?
I was like in the middle of the
little
phone
timid
call.
There, champ.
I was on the phone call still.
You gonna get bit?
I'll get bit if I need to get bit.
Let's do it. Wait, we're team players.
You're married, right?
I'm married.
Are you okay with, are you allowed to grab a tranny's tit?
I'm glad to do whatever. This is the deal. Work's work, and this is all work.
Yeah.
I don't
want to. Yeah, babe.
I don't want to suck a tranny dick, but whatever.
You can't blow that tranny. That's insertion. Yeah. And I know that there's no insertion in radio.
Perfect. Do I still have to give it a, give the tranny a teeter, sir?
A tug.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, and you brought it up. Yes, you do.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You should go last, then.
Okay.
Does she have serious?
My wife?
No, the tranny.
Oh.
That she married
no,
to him?
No. She just emailed me, too, said her she's running a little late. She'll get here right after top of the hour.
Right.
This is good news.
It's game time. Everybody on the Jason Ellis Show is going to grab a tranny's tit and get bitten by a snake. It's Friday. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. All right. You feel nervous yet?
Not too badly.
You don't?
It's going to hurt, but...
It's going to hurt like a bitch. I don't really think it's that bad that it's hurt like a bitch, because let me ask you this. If a dog bite, like a puppy bites you... It's not that big of a deal because you know it's a puppy and you know that puppies grow up to be your friend and stuff. But you don't get weird about it like you would a snake.
I'm not really a dog person.
But a snake's like a little person. There's no way a snake has pound for pound harder biting pressure than a dog, right?
I mean, I think it might have stronger jaw muscles.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it does is it bites. That's its only like
so
method to defend itself.
Everybody bites.
Right.
Snakes are in my mind.
Let's do some snake news.
We don't have a snakes news intro.
Of course we don't, but we can do it.
What's this?
Tick Cobra!
Oh, that's already that. Do it.
So they discovered a prehistoric snake in India.
How big was it?
It was 12 feet long.
So what?
So
that's not even that big.
Decent size.
No, it's not.
But,
not in prehistoric times. It's a worm in prehistoric times.
What distinguished it from other snakes in prehistoric times is that instead of eating eggs, it ate baby dinosaurs.
Yeah!
So
that's a ballsy snake.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to eat baby dinosaurs, what happens when mum sees?
Right, you're risking the wrath of the mum.
You get fucked up. But do you think a snake knows that?
Yeah, snakes don't know.
No, it does. Yeah, so it nullifies how ballsy it is.
Still.
No, still.
Still a pretty badass snake.
You didn't know. No.
Eating live dinosaurs, man.
What's so bad about eating a live dinosaur? It's in an egg. They ate an egg.
They're not in an egg anymore.
You ever eaten eggs?
They're not in eggs when they eat them.
Oh, what's wrong with eating meat? You ever eaten meat?
I've never eaten a live animal.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, that's because you don't know how to cook either. That is weird.
Have you?
But they don't have any hands. What are they supposed to do? Whip it up in a frying pan?
Have you ever eaten
an animal? How do you make fire with a snake when you don't have any arms?
You can't.
So they have no choice. They had to eat raw.
Have you ever eaten an animal when it was still alive?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What?
My ex-wife.
Boom.
Oh, okay, if you really need it. I didn't think it was that funny.
But yeah, so badass snake that ate baby dinosaurs. That's snake news.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, that was incredibly boring.
You learn something new every day.
You do?
Yeah.
I can't deal with this anymore. I'm freaking out. I'm sweating. I'm just profusely sweating right now. I'm going into shock.
Our tranny's rolling up right now, so she's parking. She'll be here soon. And we're waiting on Schultz to get here with four snakes.
I'm pretty sure I can see him right now.
Is he walking in? Oh, he's in! Everyone's here. We're getting ready to do this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, after this, it is go time.
Took me everything I had.
Oh, man. Here I am. Oh, shit. I'm Jason Ellis. Donald Schultz has showed up. And he has a fucking pillowcase with a snake that just came out. It's what kind of snake is it that's going to attack me?
We have a few actually. The one I was hoping is the anaconda. It's like an 8-foot anaconda. It's pretty big and serious.
And you're going to get that to bite me?
It'll bite you without even thinking twice. Right. It tried to bite my shoe already. Yeah.
He's angry.
Yeah, anacondas are typically like not happy animals. So
why? What's wrong?
Personalities, and they smell really bad too, which is great.
Is there? You were just saying right then that if it bites me, the main thing I've got to do is not pull away.
And that's kind of the rule with any animal. If you pull away, you're fighting two forces. One's the downward pressure, and a lot of these animals have recurved teeth, so basically it's like a fish hook.
You're shredding yourself.
Yeah, if you have a fish hook on yourself, you don't pull it out. You try and back it out, and that's exactly what a snake bite's about.
Right. Yeah. So
find a zen point and be mellow, and you'll probably
just be mellow. So I shouldn't scream when.
Oh, you can scream. The snakes don't have ears. Just try not to react with your body.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I figured it'd be good if you got the snake, and then I went out and I sort of pumped myself, and then I just came in and gave you my arm.
Yeah.
And that's, I should hold my arm out like that.
Yeah.
And then he'll whack on, and you're saying that he's gonna, because he's an anaconda,
throw a coil.
He's gonna coil me.
Potentially, yeah. That's what they often do. And
what do I do when he coils me?
I'll grab his coil, make sure he doesn't get too many coils on. You'll feel like they're so strong.
I have a friend of mine right now who's a professional photographer, Jody Morris, who's here to shoot a Red Dragon ad. And he came to say, you're like, hey, man, I want to shoot a Red Dragon portrait for a skateboard magazine. And I was like, you know, I am getting bitten by a snake on that day. And he was like, man, can we take a photo of that? Maybe that could be the ad. And I'm like, you know what? Let's make as much of this as we possibly can, because I will never fucking let this happen ever again. This is the, just then you've got little snakes in little jars, and you went to pull that one out, and I walked back into the studio and shut the door behind me. I instinctively do not want to have anything to do with these fucking animals.
And it's weird, because there's nothing to be scared of. I mean, it's just psychological. It's just purely, it's a human trait.
And that's why I want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's something to get over.
You've been playing with snakes since you were a little kid.
6 years old, yeah. Venomous snakes since I was 9, so it's been a long time.
Oh, God. So I'm going to put this fucking T-shirt on so that we can do the Red Dragon ad the right way. So that everybody knows that I'm a moron and I'm sponsored by Red Dragons. So, my T-shirt is on. I don't think it should. I wear the beanie or not the beanie, Jody? Go without. The
beanie's fine.
The beanie's fine. We'll go with the beanie. Just trying to get a vibe, because I've always been a stylish guy, and even when I'm facing being attacked by a humongous creature, I will
style.
I will still remain to look somewhat fashionable. So, should you just want to fucking do this or what?
That's on you, man.
Is everything all set up? Are you ready to take photos of this?
You're the one who's got to get bit.
So. What's the best angle for you to get a photo of this? And Bentley, is somebody want to come in here and video this shit?
I'll be as close to the snake as I can, but I want no chance of getting bit. That's entirely...
Could be exciting if it misses
you're
me.
You're doing this now?
Yeah, like what? Dude, I can't do radio. This is the worst show I've done in a long time. I can't fucking focus.
First of all, you're wrong about this being the worst show. This has not been a bad show so far. You're just not focused on it at all.
Oh.
And also,
I like him when he makes me feel better about shit shows. He's like, dude, it was a good show.
Also,
really?
Also, shouldn't you wait for our other guests to get here if you're going to actually do it?
Well, for me, I'm not in the contest. I'm just here to get bit.
You see, you still got to grab a tranny tit also.
I'll grab the tranny tit after I get bitten by a snake. Because I'm doing a Red Dragon ad.
Oh, so it's got you get to film it, do it however you want.
Yeah, because the Red Dragon, it's for a skateboard magazine, and you can't have tranny's tits in the magazine.
You're making the rules on this thing, sure.
So, you guys, yeah, look, if it makes you feel better, when she comes in, I will grab... I'm the motherfucker that she has a foreskin. I'm going to have a fucking M&M pouch contest with her.
Right, right.
So can't they just let me slide on just getting attacked by a snake solo? And you have little snakes to bite them, right?
Yeah, I got little snakes to bite them.
But only the big one's going to bite me?
Exactly.
Fuck. See, so fuck off. All right, you're grabbing a chain teeth and you get a baby snake to bite you. Is Will leaving again? He's just constantly leaving today.
We have 2 1-foot snakes and then 1 8-foot snake.
And what are those snakes called?
One of them's a scrub python, actually, from Australia. It's a nasty bite because they eat birds. So they got long teeth.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty bad. And another one's a blood python, which is from Indonesia, and they just bite as soon as look at you.
Oh, g'day.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it.
Fuck you, dude. I'm the one that's getting bit by a snake. I love how we should just do it. Let's just do it. Let's get in there. Hurry up and fucking sort it out. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm such a moron.
You look fairly spazzed out. Like, I've never seen you look so nervous.
I didn't get to sleep last night. I was weird about it. I'm really scared of him. Dude, remember when you pulled one out the first time we fucking met?
Yeah.
And you pulled it out and it came across the counter?
Yeah.
My fucking heart started racing to a dangerous rate, and I had to look away and just, you know what I mean, compared to... And he like went to lean over and say hello to the fucking thing. I couldn't even have eye contact with it. I had to like stand here.
But I thought the last time we made progress, like we were getting.
We did.
Yeah. And then now you.
And now let's fucking go all the way. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Next time you come on, I'm gonna wear them. I'm gonna do a Britney Spears. I'm gonna do the slave song. Tasek's gonna do. I'm a slave for you.
Well, python.
I'm gonna come out with a python that's biting me and just destroy her whole career. Like, look at this dance move. But the snake just eats me.
And then you become the next Britney Spears.
I feel my heart rate going up already.
It's not that bad.
How do I go out of skateboarding and almost die and get into radio where you can't die at all and organize a fucking anaconda to bite me?
Want some coffee? Red Bull?
No.
Nope.
No, I don't need to amp it up anymore. I need to tone it down.
Wow.
All right, so I'm going to... Do you want to get Bentley in here and you the... Will? Hey, Will. Do you want to sit here and, like, narrate this shit?
No.
You don't even want to be in the room?
No.
Well, Stretch, do you want to be in the room?
Yeah, he'll do it.
Stretch will do it. I'll film it.
All right, Bentley, you need to be in here with cameras.
Billy's out waiting for our tranny.
Hey, I'm filming this. It's cool.
All right, well, if you're filming, don't fuck this up, dude.
All right.
Go over to this side so you can...
Let me get Devin in here. Devin's going to come in and be second backup handler just in case shit goes bad.
Like what? Like what could
dude,
happen?
Dude, it's an 8-foot snake. Like,
strong. You see him throwing his arms around?
Dude, didn't you, like, I was... Seriously, it's a big snake.
Do they make, like, shark cages for snakes? Like, can I be inside a cage?
No. But we'll make sure it's just got enough slack to get Ellis.
I'm a little guy. It'll, like, eat me in one bite.
How strong is it, like, compared to a person?
You know who Jake Shields is?
Yes.
Right. He came into the box in Vegas, and I put a 10-foot python around his leg, and he's like, it's like jiu-jitsu. It's the same strength as good jiu-jitsu.
Okay, good. Oh, that makes you feel better. You want to share and take a photo for my Twitter as well?
Yeah.
Try to snap away as this thing yanks under me.
I need a Devin and I need a snake.
Well, you get a Devin and you get a snake, and then I'll go out.
I need a Devin and a snake.
Psych myself.
No,
fuck you, Stretch.
Right
not
now,
funny.
Right now, this camera is just filming your crotch, but I have it here so we can get two different angles.
Oh, I'm going over there for it to bite.
Yeah. Hey, pick up that pillowcase, Alice, and feel how heavy that snake is.
Yeah, Ellis, feel how heavy that snake is.
Okay, thank you for fucking making me feel that. I'm going to go outside, and then when they're ready, I'm going to come in and put my hand in front of it, and it's going to bite me. Does that sound good?
Why don't you stay there? Just,
you just stay there?
Yeah.
We'll hold it. We'll hold
it. But I don't want to stay there. I want to go away.
You
want me to go over there?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, hang on. Don't pull them out. Yeah, let me go over there. I fucking hate this fucking job. Fuck off.
You sound like me on Mondays.
Just can't. Fuck, man. I just want to go home.
Devin, you can't get burned, dude. This is serious.
Don't fucking... So I just hold it out?
Yeah.
You're just gonna come out and bite me?
Well, which tattoo, like, let's go for the untattooed arm. Just, I don't want to ruin a tattoo. You know?
I have a lot of tattoos. I mean, it's not gonna bite my wrist, right?
It might.
Well, then will I go through a vein or anything?
Potentially.
So should I put the watch on over it?
No, but then, what's the point of getting bitten?
Whoa!
Because I don't want to be in here. I don't want to be in here.
I'm going to put this over here.
This is the worst day of my life. Fucking man up, Ellis, you fucking pussy bitch. Fucking hate this shit. Fucking so over this shit. Just fucking do it, Snake. Do it. Oh, God, I'm so nervous. Come on. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Right on the wrist!
Oh, it's just a bad!
Wow.
Oh.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. That wasn't so bad.
Oh, look at all the blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, now if you had pulled away, every single one of those would have been, like, when we did this with a prosthesis in Vegas, it made gashes that deep and about that long.
That's pretty
awesome. Dude, if you look at the anatomy of a snake, let me get a microphone. If you look at the anatomy of a snake, top jaw, four rows of teeth, right? You flip your hand over, two rows of teeth, perfectly there.
Yeah, and he actually did bite me in suicide part.
He smoked you properly. Now, the next bite, if you want to go one step above, would you have it bite and throws a coil, and that's when it just pulls the hooks into you, and that's no fucking joke. That's like really bad. But then you're talking about torn veins, potentially torn ligaments, big, big problems.
Oh, well, I got a fire. I can't. I was like, okay, let's do it. But wait a minute, you're saying that I have to go to hospital and get tendons?
No, that's a snake bite. That's a proper snake bite, and that's no joke. And now what happens sometimes is they leave teeth inside there, and they'll abscess, and like it starts getting itchy, and you squeeze like a zit, and a big tooth
and
a
tooth come out?
Yeah.
Will I have any teeth in here?
I don't think so. Because you've been pulled away.
Wow. That was like barely provoked. They put it out by your arm and it hit quick.
And because it was so close, it didn't have a lot of forward momentum. It didn't have a lot of pulling
He's
back.
He's coiling on you right now.
When he brought that snake out outside, it immediately struck at his shoe. It's pissed off.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it hungry or is it just bad?
Anaconda's a bad attitude, dude.
Is he hissing?
Yeah.
Because he's pissed?
Yeah. Grab him by the head.
Put your arm inside.
You sure?
Grab him by the head.
This thing is fighting three guys right now.
Let go of him and let Alice feel the strength.
Let it go on your arm.
Let it throw a coil on you and you'll feel...
As long as you got this head, you're good.
He's throwing the red dragon sign while the snake coils right his arm. Oh, mouth open. This thing is nasty.
He bit himself.
Yeah, that'll do that. Now, that's what you don't want to see when it gets a coil around its arm. So now what's going to use is it's your hand as a fulcrum and pull its head out of your hand.
Right, he's going to get out of this in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, can you then...
Let's see what happens.
He's squeezing my hand. He's squeezing really hard now.
We've given him some time. He'll probably get his hand out and bite you again, so...
Okay, he's trying to cut my...
He's constricting you. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's getting tighter.
Uh-huh.
It's still getting tighter.
And this is an 8-foot anaconda, man, at 26 feet. That's how big these guys get.
I'm starting to get a little bit over it there. Schultz, you want to get this fucking off?
Man, he's got a lock. It's tighter.
If you ever caught by an anaconda or a python, just reverse it. So go backwards.
Oh, my God. This thing, pissy.
Oh, my God. His lock is a joke, dude. Oh. Dude, I really, really like you. Seriously. You made my... But it's not so bad, guys. Exactly. It's not even that bad.
It's not that bad.
You know, wipe the blood off.
Yeah.
So I don't want to lose it. Should we put ink in that?
That's...
It's such a clean one.
I know they did it on Jackass, but it's working.
I did it on Jackass. It is a tight tattoo. You got photos of it?
Oh. Let me get a photo of it real quick. I'll tweet it.
Taking photos of my...
And it bled quick.
Dude, and that's the thing. We filmed this thing biting a prosthesis in Vegas, and they're so fast. What they do when they really want to push, when they really want to bite, is they throw a coil on, and then it's over. And they cut into this ballistics gel about an inch deep and just ripped it apart. It's like, it's no joke. Oh,
that was good stuff. Are you still afraid, Ellis?
No.
Of him? Or now is no big deal?
And that's, you know, it's like any... irrational fear. Once you get over it, you're like, fuck, not that bad.
That's not irrational. That takes an 8-foot piss off.
I gotta tell you, the worst thing by far was him nuzzling my hand. Because when he latched on, he didn't stay.
No.
As soon as he crunched, he stopped crunching. So I was about to get scared about him crunching harder, but he'd already let go. I was like, oh, he's letting go. He's just like, fuck off. It's with the bite, it's not like...
Exactly. At this point, he's pissed. He wants you to go away. He's not going to try and eat you.
Right, and it works because I really don't want to hang out with him anymore.
No. The weird thing is, Ellis, if you look, and this you should get a photo of, they have a lot of gram-negative bacteria in their saliva, right? So they don't have a venom.
That's why it's swollen up?
Exactly. So that's actually like...
It's itchy.
Exactly. And that happens a lot with anaconda bites. It's like a weird bacterially kind of infection. It feels almost like a mosquito bite, and you'll see it all around there. It'll actually welt up and look like it's mosquito bites.
I get bitten by millions of mosquitoes. Grant Cobb, I'll tattoo where the marks are if you want. You're a champ, holy shit. I am a champ, holy shit. So that means he could... Could somebody, like, re-tattoo?
You can have little scabs all over there. So, I mean, for him, it's exactly... He just
go over it. Yeah. All right.
And the bottom one is that's what's impressive, because you have a perfect U, and that's where the bottom jaw was.
So you get a clean bar. Wow, I didn't even see under there. It's a clean bar.
It's welting up really bad on the top. Like, it's like...
It's on my Twitter account, at Donald Schultz, DonaldSchultz. I tweeted a photo, twatted a photo, whatever.
You don't think you twat stuff anymore. All right. Well, I'm bleeding and I don't have AIDS, so everybody can just relax about that.
Good.
And I got back with my wife a year or two ago. She made me get a cotton, like this dude dressed as Santa Claus, put a Q-tip in the eye of my penis.
Oh!
I'm completely clear. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Church,
for feeling my pain.
That's worse than getting bit by a snake.
Well, the dude looked like Santa. That's what happens. You break up with your wife and...
Did he have a red hat with a cotton ball on
it? You go get all jiggy with the dude and you pay the price. You get a stick shoved in your dick. Oh. He had to scratch the inside of my penis.
That feels lovely.
Oh, yeah. It completely erased the fact that Santa was holding my dick, I'll tell you that. I completely forgot that it was jingle balls.
What's worse, snake or stick up the dick?
I was way more scared of the snake. Just the... Because I was going to watch his face,
yeah.
And then I looked away a little bit, and I could still see his face right there. And I'm like, I'm not going to look right away, so I could still see his face. So I saw his face touch it first and not bite it, and that made my heart race way more. Like when he, because I thought that the first one was going to be, whap, and he didn't. And I was like, he's kind of being nice, boom, and I was like, oh, no, it's not that bad.
Now, the one that raw dog touched on the head, those things, when they bite you, what they do is they bite and they chew, and they just carry on chewing and chewing, and that's how they get venom in you. It's fucking painful because they have long fangs, and they just carry on pushing it into you. And I've had my finger swallowed. I've had my finger swallowed by a snake, and it basically just carries on going down your finger, and it's the most excruciating pain.
Oh, he's trying to eat your finger.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't rip him off.
Yeah.
You don't want to grab him behind the head because you're basically milking venom into your finger, so you just then fucking do what he does.
But then he realizes that your finger's not a mouse, and he has to give it up.
Yeah. No fun.
Not without a fight.
Not without a fight, yeah.
Right, now we should get into the Tit Cobra Challenge.
Yeah.
Which is all the competitors in Tit Cobra Challenge are all so terrible, they all lost, and they will all be... I don't need Neosporin and a Band-Aid, you asshole. Thank you. Arsus Matt's showing me Neosporin and Band-Aids through the window. I'm going to make it, Arsus. I think Arsus actually... I thought her Arsus was like... After I took the bite, he's in the window. Yes! You did it, brother! Because everyone could tell. I was starting to go gray.
No, you were pale.
Yeah.
I thought you had the flu or something. I was sick.
No, I just have... I don't want to fucking get eaten by a snake face.
Giant snake.
Well, I mean...
Thank you,
big giant. That gigantic. Wasn't like a pussy snake. Oh, no. That was a big-ass snake.
Well, we have smaller snakes for other people, but I figured... Like,
no, I wanted that. I said that on Twitter.
Yeah,
make it good.
Big, substantial snake.
I need... If you go to Alice Mania, I don't want to be like, that was too fun. Wasn't even a big snake. Bullshit. It's a fucking whopper, and it bit me. Check it out.
Anyone who keeps snakes who knows anacondas, 8-foot anaconda bites is no fucking joke. Like, it's bad.
Who's next?
Who's up? Where's our training? We gotta get our training.
I'm next, I guess.
Oh yeah, can we get a guest in?
I think she was parking, so we're still getting her in the building. We'll get set up on that whole deal.
Is it hot in here for you?
Yeah. Did we keep it hot so the snakes would be active?
No, I was driving over here. I had them in the back of my car, and I had the music up, so it's like...
They like that?
Well, it makes them upset, because it's loud music.
You were making them angry?
And the
this is the lamest show ever. Oh my god. Jody just showed me a photo. I thought I was a little bit cooler than that when I got bit. Look at how uncool my face is.
You look pretty stressed.
I am in shock right there. That is a not happy guy right there. Wow, that's so funny because it was all a blur. I actually was in a little bit of shock. I don't even recall what my face did, but man, I don't even know if I want that to be the... Like, look, Alice is a humongous pansy.
Are there shots of him holding it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my red dragon,
dude,
ad.
That's awesome.
Nipping that in the butt.
I like the Sirius logo in the background.
That worked out.
Yeah, well, that works out well.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
Well, Jody's a professional. He knows what he's doing. So we're waiting on, what's her name?
I don't know.
What's her name? Come on my shit.
Foxy.
Foxy? Well, that's easy to remember. Was she born with that name? Yeah, right.
Do you want me in?
Yeah. You don't want to leave this.
Oh,
yeah. This is the good bit right here.
You're right. You got color back. You look more normal.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude. When the first time you came in, and the snake came over the table, I never really realized because I had those little baby snakes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I just saw Stretch shaking his hand, trying to shake the blood out of your hand or something to get ready for it.
I'm kind of doing. Like, you wanted to psych up. I'm kind of outside right now, going, okay, I'm gonna get bit.
I love how you guys are all in hell and I'm sweet now. I'm just cruising. I can do the rest of the show, no problem, all day. Now all I have to worry about is if Foxy has a foreskin.
Oh, for the big challenge.
Then watch me start to go gray again.
What's the challenge? I haven't heard the whole thing.
I'm the king of all pouches. I can put more M&Ms in my foreskin than anybody in the world. And if anybody wants to challenge me, they can go right ahead and do so. So, Foxy, she's a really hot chick. She has a penis.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have a foreskin on it. We're not sure. Me and come on my shit, we're looking at it this morning in the video of her being jammed. And she never pulls her penis out. And one time she was stroking it, but she was like kind of hiding it. So I never really got to see what the penis, if it's a foreskin penis or not. So we'll have to find out later. Raw Dog, are you nervous?
I'm fine.
You don't even really look fazed by it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a smaller snake than that one, right?
Yeah, but the snake that we got for you, dude, eats birds, so bigger teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. Smaller, but bigger teeth, so it's kind of like a... but not as much damage as that one, but definitely not fun.
Okay. Well, I'll do it. I just want to get it out of the way.
Well, you do look more worried now, if that's any consolation.
And we're doing it on his ear, right?
Yeah, you're going to bite you like an earring.
Yeah.
You might pierce him. We can put a stud through it.
When did you decide that?
Now.
About 4 seconds ago.
Yeah. It's actually, my bite is starting to sting.
Yeah, it'll do that.
Oh, okay. As long as you keep saying what's happening is working out.
Yeah.
What if I'm seeing double? Is that bad?
Yeah, it's probably
okay,
bad.
Okay, I'm good.
Well, like a few snakes I've been bitten by weren't supposed to be bad, and like half an hour later, your hand's totally swollen, and you're like, oh, fuck, that's not supposed to happen. And then like 6 hours later, you can't see or you can't speak, and you're like, well, this is really bad.
So if that happens, definitely call you.
Okay. Yeah, but the anaconda is definitely not one of those. It's usually snakes in the middle of Africa or that you know, suddenly you're like, oh, wow, they are venomous.
You didn't know.
No.
Yeah.
Good to know. By deadly snakes, probably about 5 or 6. And then by non-venomous snakes, hundreds. I'm actually leaving for Costa Rica on Sunday. I was bitten by a sea snake down there. There's no anti-venom. It's the fourth deadliest snake in the world. And we were catching them, and I fell out of the boat, and the thing smoked me in my hand. And then they said, well, do you want to go get medical help? I'm like, well, and do what? There's no anti-venom.
Yeah.
So we carried on catching snakes, and my arm swelled up, and my neck, my throat sort of swelled shut, and then I was fine.
You just had to sweat through it?
Yeah.
You went through it?
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, snakes will give all the venom, sometimes they'll give nothing, and they do everything in between. So it's,
so you could have died?
Could have died, yeah.
If he had given you more of a venom dose?
Yeah. And I've got the video, it's in HD actually, I've got the video, I fell in the water, grabbed him, and he swung around, bit on my finger, and I flicked my finger like that, he flew away from my hand, and he actually just got his fangs on me, I got my hand out of the way.
So that's why you didn't get that much venom?
Exactly.
He just nicked your pinky.
He gave me venom.
Enough to fuck you up.
Enough to mess with me mentally, yeah.
Mentally?
Yeah.
Because you thought when you started to swell up, this is it.
Yeah, and you know, you always think about it. You're like, well, if I die, it's going to suck. But hey,
that's your life.
Yeah, I'd rather die in the ocean catching sea snakes than, you know, in traffic on the way over to your show, which almost happened. The traffic in LA is insane today. What the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too bothered by that anymore. It's the least of my problems. All I was thinking about was that thing. Doing that, and it did it.
And you seem a lot happier.
Oh, I feel like I'm on vacation. I'm just chilling right now. I gotta put those fucking photos up on my Twitter, Alice mate.
Yeah, I gotta upload that video.
I got the photo on there already. It's under @DonaldSchultz. Just retweet that. It's a pretty good photo.
Cool. See what photos that Stretch pulled out. Let me see. There's me wrestling, and there's the bite. There's a hold my head. There's my hand out. Stretch didn't get it actually biting. But there it is, thinking about biting me. We'll use that one. She here yet?
Here's what happened. Her ride stiffed her, and she's now in a cab. So she's in the cab, and Bentley's standing in the corner waiting for the cab to pull up and bring
her. So she'll be here any minute?
Yeah, she's sitting.
All right, we'll play some music, and then we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the Tit Cobra Challenge finale on the Jason Ellis Show.
Not since the Watts riot of 1965.
Right. Man, I am just... chillaxing. There's been some casual people that have walked this planet, but I'm about as casual as a fucking newborn puppy's balls. I'm just laid back, kicking it. Do I look casual to you?
Very casual.
Roxy?
Foxy.
Foxy. Sorry. I was just recently bitten by an anaconda.
Oh.
I don't really know anybody, but I just talked to you in the green room, and when you realized that I was just recently bitten by an anaconda and that I wasn't fazed about that, you were very instantly attracted to me, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, can't wait till I bite you.
Right. Just so you know, you wouldn't be the first lovely lady who has a penis that I've been with.
Oh, that's so you've been with them.
Well, I didn't know. And then when I knew, I was like... I'm way too young to handle this, and I didn't really mean to go. I thought you were a lady, and I don't want you to put anything in my bum, because he was trying to put something in my bottom.
Uh-huh.
He was in Amsterdam.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then I was like,
so
wow.
It was fun to test the guy.
Well, I just feel that I would. If you asked me, that would be different. But you try to surprise me, and I'm like, that's not cool. I don't appreciate that. But I remember I didn't say anything to anybody about it. And it's funny because this dude right here is a photographer for a skateboard. He's in the skateboard world, the world that I no longer really exist. But you never get out. It's like the mafia. You know what I mean? When you get as good as I was at skateboarding, you will always be known in skateboarding for something. So, and that's a tight-knit world. This would be the first that the skateboard world would actually know that when I was in Amsterdam as a youngster, I went to get a prostitute. One of the many prostitutes that I got, and he already knew that, and so did skateboarding. This one happened to be a man, and he was trying to bend me over and do something, and I'm like, wow, is she going to try and play with my butt? Wow, you're filming this for Alice Mania as well. Sweet. Hopefully, the in-laws can check this video out and know that her daughter is safe.
Good hands.
In good hands. Which, because I don't have a problem with anybody having a penis. But anyway, when it happened, I was like, hey, I don't really do that. I didn't get angry or anything. I was like, well, I don't really do that. I got to go, and just walked out. And everyone's like, yeah, Alice. I was like, yeah, you know me, man. Woo, always kicking ass, doing the hookers all the time. And then
so what happened? That's all?
I didn't say anything about it. And then I told my girlfriend when I got back, and when I was living in Vancouver, and it made me cry telling the story. Because it was so hard for me to handle. I was confused. I thought maybe that I'd been made gay. But I was so young and no brain. You know what I mean? I hadn't used my brain for any of that kind of stuff.
It happens. It's normal.
But now I'm a 38-year-old man. I understand. I believe in gay rights and all that kind of stuff. I'm a big fan.
It's good.
And you are a really pretty girl.
Beautiful.
But
thank you.
Used to be a man, right? You kind of are still a little bit because you have a penis.
I still have my penis, so technically I'm still a male.
That's what they call that? But you would prefer I called you a girl, though, right?
Of course.
If I call you a man, I'm just being rude, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. So that's why you're a girl. And you're a beautiful-looking girl. Does that sound weird to you?
No, it doesn't
sound
weird.
What about you, Raw Dog? Are you creeped out that I'm saying that to her?
I have no problem.
You also don't have a problem with
I'm her? Very calm.
You're calm?
Yes.
Are you just bragging because you're saying you're calm because you're not scared about the snake that is going to attack you?
No, I'm telling myself I'm calm so that I'm not scared about the
Donald
snake
Schultz
attacking.
Was explaining. Donald Schultz, ladies and gentlemen, Wild Recon. Every Tuesday, Assless Matt watched it last night because he has TiVo and says that he really shouldn't have watched it because now he does not want to hang out with Donald Schultz when it involves snakes attacking him. Well, Donald,
yeah.
This is Foxy.
Hi, I'm Donald.
Hi, Donald.
Go to, what is it, tsfoxy.com, Foxy with two X's. Foxy.com.
Yes,
I checked it today, Foxy,
because
I wanted to see your penis to see if you had a foreskin because I was going to challenge you to. Because I'm actually in the world. I have a world record holder. I'm the man who's put the most M&Ms ever in his foreskin.
In your foreskin?
In mine.
Wow.
50.
So you're a snuffy.
I'm a snuffy. Wow, that's what you call them?
Yeah, you know, like Snuffleupagus. You know,
I call it a runny rollback. Notice how I have no problem talking about it in my feet, my foreskin, Raw Dog.
What do you think is a more attractive term for it?
I like her fluffy.
Snuffy.
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 Like Snuffleupagus.
I'm calling
like
it Fluffy.
Character.
I think Fluffy's even cuter. Fluffy the undisputed M&M champ.
So how
that's
many M&Ms did you stick in there?
50.
50?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
It's almost like, you know, when you stretch your nipples and you get them pierced.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You stuff M&Ms in there.
You stuff M&Ms in your tits?
No, you know, like when you pierce your nipples get bigger.
Yeah.
When you take them out, they're kind of stretched out.
Right.
So like you stuff M&Ms and stretch your foreskin.
Right.
Is that what you're doing?
I know, I just, no.
Over the years, you just keep
No, I didn't even practice. This is a one-time deal. That's how big it is. I just opened it up, and they put M&Ms in more and more and more. There's a man putting them in, too. So I'm just freaking out. My good friend Jody Morris here from the skateboard world is completely devastated. Will never talk to me ever again by the end of this
show.
So
it went from transsexuals in Amsterdam to guys.
Just so you know, Jody, yes, I have men put M&Ms in my penis, and a black transvestite prostitute tried to put his penis in my butt.
Wow.
Are we still cool?
What would happen if I came by on Monday?
Whatever when I came by on Monday, what was I talking about then? It was just as bad.
So what happened? Yeah. You never told us what happened with that transsexual.
He tried to put his penis in my butt.
And that's all?
Well, yeah, that's when I...
his dick or her dick,
I'm sorry. No, because I didn't know... I thought he was a girl. He had an ass.
So did you fuck her?
No, no, see, the whole thing started when she was like, take your pants off, then took my pants off, and then she like bent, like got behind me and bent me over, and I was like, what? But you know, I'm creepy, so I was like, yeah, like whatever, this is cool, like I'm getting some bonus shit. This ain't gonna be no missionary, you know what I mean? She's going underneath from behind, and she was going underneath from behind, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what the fuck? Are you trying to stick your thumb in my ass? You know what I mean? I'm like, it's like I've tried it. I don't like when my chick trying to put her finger in my butt. I get weird the outside, but when you try to enter, I feel like you're going to scratch it or something. I get weird about it. So that was, you know, I mean, when that tried to happen, then I said I was looking back. I was like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, because I thought she was trying to stick her thumb in my ass. I'm like, I don't want to do that. And then, like, it was, like, trying to be pushed in. I'll turn around. I'm like, look, I don't want shit in my I'm like, whoa. That's not your thumb. You have a little black dick in there. And I was like, I didn't say that either. I was just like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. Like, I don't even know. I'm sorry, I gotta go. Keep the money. And just walked out. And I was like, wow. And then, you know, I drank and just forgot about it.
So you guys really didn't do nothing.
Yeah, but it was still, I was still a huge African man, held my balls and shaft and put his knob in the ring of my hole. Damn it, Bentley, you're filming this whole thing.
Did we establish that there was semi-penetration?
Yeah, there was suction.
There was suction. Happened.
I'll go with suction. I will go with suction. All right?
I'm totally out of my depth here. I'm like, wow.
are we not cool now, Schultz?
No, it's cool. No. Just a change of direction.
Do you want to go to the Playboy Mansion with me, or yeah, am I
cool.
not invited
no,
that's
now? Totally
fine. Okay, just making sure we're cool.
I'm just trying to wrap my mind around it. Like,
I'm sick of shit, Schultz. That's what I'm trying to say. I've told people on the radio.
You have many layers.
I have
like
been through
onion.
Some shit.
But I'm here to say, makes you a better person.
I'm not fat. That's what I was trying to say to Foxy. I cried, and now I can tell the story to millions of people. I don't care. It happened. So what?
Modern day philosopher with many layers, and
you can't tell. You preach shit you read in a book. You don't know for sure. You have to do it yourself to really know.
Totally
and I've
agree.
Done it.
That's good.
And I'll live vicariously through you.
You experience life, you know.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I'm okay.
Full nobody. Surprises.
Jody, are we still friends?
I'm just tripped out that this guy wrestles snakes for a living and he got weirded out.
Different kind of snake wrestling.
Right.
This is probably fucked.
That's just fucked up, Schultz.
Not that kind of snake.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
I was like, whoa, my kind of man.
So anyway, Foxy, you are adult porn star.
Yes, a female porn star.
A female, that's what you call it? And yes. You take drugs.
Transsexual, female.
You take drugs whatever. To look more like a girl and stuff, right?
Well, not drugs, but I take estrogen.
That's not a drug?
Yeah,
it's
but...
It's a hormone, technically.
It's a hormone.
You just don't snort it, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right, off anybody's
I do
ass.
Shoot it up, though.
Red dragons.
But really? I shoot it in the butt.
Right. It's like steroids.
Yeah.
Reverse steroids.
Instead of testosterone, it's estrogen.
Reverse steroids. Reverse steroids. That's all you had to say.
I guess. Can you turn the air conditioner down a little bit? The Australian term, reverse steroids.
So how long have you had those amazing boobs? Because I saw your what do you call it, video. You got sweet boobs.
I've had them for 3 years.
You've had them for 3 years?
Or, yeah, this year would be
taking your estrogen, did that make your penis not work?
No, it still works.
You can get hard?
Yeah.
Do you
get turned on, of course.
If I am?
If I'm turned on, of course.
I was going to say, that's very flattering that I can say I'm turned on and you get
like
hard.
It works just like your penis, you know.
I know, I just know, but if you take too much, it will make it not work anymore?
It's just, I guess, not as sensitive, I guess, as a man. You know, like, right. I can grab his cock and be like, whoa.
Has it got smaller?
It has shrunk a little bit.
Because I was going to say, I don't want to offend.
More of my testicles than my... penis.
Right, I don't want to offend you, and I don't think you will be offended when I say that I've seen your penis a little bit, and I felt that it was fairly small.
Well, I'm only 5'2". How big do you want my cock to be?
I'm just saying, if you were my boy and you pulled that out, I'd be like, damn, dude, you got a little dick. I'd keep that to myself.
Oh, well, you would probably take it in the butt really well, then, is what you're trying to say.
He would fit easier than a normal penis. So you are offended by me saying you have a little dick.
No, I'm just saying, is that what you're trying to tell me that?
No.
Or is that where you're checking out the size because you might...
No, I was checking out... I wasn't checking out the size. I was checking out to see if you had a foreskin.
A little bit more than a suction.
All right, I'm gay.
Established.
Let's move on. Can I suck your cock, please? That's really the end of it. That's why I was nervous, Donald, this whole day. It wasn't the anaconda that was biting me. I was like, man, is Foxy going to let me blow her? You know?
Of course.
Because my wife said that I'm allowed to touch you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She's a nice girl, then.
She is a nice girl. So, Bentley, you have something to say?
I just need the camera.
You just need to interrupt the show by saying it's camera time.
I apologize.
Good. You should. She's going to hold your tit, too. How do you feel about girls?
I think girls are beautiful, and she's very beautiful.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's my assistant. I tell her to do shit. I can tell her to do shit for you, to you if you want.
Yeah?
Yep. Whatever you want. Tell me. I'll just be like, hey, do it. Now or I'll fire you.
Only if I get to stuff M&Ms in your...
But you don't have a foreskin.
No, on yours.
Yeah, but I have to challenge somebody. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I'm not just going to let you put M&M's in. You know what? I am a nice guy, but I don't want to say. I think I got to draw the line. If you had a foreskin, I'd let you put one in.
No, I'm
But my assistant here, my lovely assistant here, Raw Dog, was going to put my M&M's in.
Even though I never actually agreed to that.
But we don't give a fuck what you agreed to. You don't have one.
Yeah, when do you agree?
I have one, just don't have foreskin.
Yeah, you don't have foreskin.
I'm circumcised.
Right, so let's get into the contest now, because we need to get through this whole thing. We've got an hour left of radio. You are.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Just like that.
Yes.
You're a ballsy little dude. I learn more about you every day.
Yeah.
Well, let's get it done.
He's a little onion, just like you.
Yeah, little onion.
Many
have you had an African man try to put the mushroom in?
That's never happened.
No?
No.
Right. Well, we're not that similar.
Unfortunately.
No.
What kind of man was it?
He's Josh.
Hi, Josh.
But have you ever been drunk off your ass in Amsterdam?
No.
Well, there you go.
There you go. It happens every time, I tell you.
Right.
When you go there, just watch out. Stay sober.
Actually, it'll probably happen, you know, more likely to happen here in Hollywood. Where's Hollywood?
Have you had anal? You have a lot of anal sex, I noticed that. Raw Dog actually fucks himself.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a big, nice big dick?
No, he puts his finger, he fucks himself with his finger.
It's a hygiene thing.
But you do put your finger in and out of your ass, though, yeah?
It's not like in...
Yeah, but have your finger gone in your ass and out of your ass?
It's possible that it has slipped.
Couple times. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting to know yourself.
Didn't say that.
You know?
Just I'm trying to get him...
Just because you had to learn the hard way.
Everything I do is the hard way. It's ridiculous how tough it gets for me. Anyway, we're going to start this contest. You've lost the contest, so now we need you... See, the thing was, we were like, we need somebody of your stature to do this, but if you don't look like a dude, and you just have your top off, then it defeats the purpose of the video because you're just grabbing a hot chick's tits. How bad can that be? So because you look like a girl, you have to have your penis out. Are you cool with that?
I have to have it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes sure if she keeps the penis, if her penis is out and the snake bites Raw Dog, will the snake... think that there might be some challenges in the room and attack Foxy's penis?
No, I don't think so.
It will not happen? No. You can assure if it's... Right, because as we know, Foxy still uses her penis. She just said so.
Yes.
So, Bentley, why are you so sad?
I'm not.
Right, yeah, sad face there. So, we're going to get... Schultz, do you want to get this...
I don't want to keep standing here waiting for a snake to bite.
Because you're nervous, I keep forgetting, and I apologize.
I'm ready.
Now that I've been bitten by an
animal. So what was the contest? The snake has to bite him?
Bite him, yeah, while he's holding your tits.
I'm grabbing your boob with one hand, and the snake is biting my other hand, basically.
No. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Ear.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Your ear, yeah.
It's really biting my ear?
Yeah. Well, then you can have two hands, and then one snake bites the ear.
Yeah. And if you take your hands off, you're gay.
Having a snake that close to my head seems a lot worse.
But it can't go through the skull, right?
Probably
Donald?
Not. Yeah, no. You're
probably not.
your hair will stop most of it. I mean, it's fine. We're just going to go for the earlobe.
He's going to put it on there. He's like an ear piercer guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So put a stud in there for it
if you want.
Think about that. You pierced your earring. Yeah, I got a pierced earring the other day. So what? People do that when they're 18. Yeah, but did you get it pierced by a snake?
I might have an earring with me.
Huh?
I might have an earring with me.
Yeah, but it's probably got diseases in it.
No, it doesn't have diseases in it.
Well, it's not sterile. I'm not saying you have any disease. I'm just saying
so the snake's tooth is probably not so sterile.
Mm. Right.
Mm. Ew.
Yeah.
Right. You ready?
Yeah, let's get the snake.
So I think that we're going to do, if you stood in the corner right there, because Donna, where are you going to be to make the snake bite?
It's small, happen? So I can just be right next to him.
You can be on this side?
Yeah, sure.
So you can be on this side behind him, placing the snake on his ear as Raw Dog is holding Foxy's boobies. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
All right, Bentley, so you have to move over here, Bentley. All right, ladies and gentlemen. if anybody has any phone call, you do have phone calls.
Oh, it's that little snake. That's a small snake.
No.
Yeah, don't put that anywhere near Foxy. We have a phone call for Foxy. Foxy's free. Hey, can you guys stop rocking it over Foxy's head? I told her she had to pull her boobs out and her penis, not be bitten by a snake half naked. So you have to get on the other, like, Foxy has to be in the corner.
So, Devin, you go on that side of the
Dave,
room.
Dave, you have a question for Foxy? One second.
Oh.
Dave?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What, you want to know where Foxy's from?
Yeah.
Foxy, where are you from?
Originally from Tucson, Arizona, but I now reside in Las Vegas.
There you go. Right, so, man, that snake smells.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's an Australian one. All the Australian things
good.
Smell.
Foxy, do you want to...
Is that how your penis smells?
No, it doesn't. I'll compare them if you want to sniff both their heads.
Yeah.
You do? She's like, yeah.
When you feel this bite me, I should not jerk my head away.
You can totally jerk your head away. I mean, this one you can actually, if it pulls a land, rips your ear, it's probably be better.
Okay.
No offense.
If I look like you were attacked by the werewolf.
So Devin,
you can say that.
We're going for the earlobe, but the face is fine as well.
Man, your boobs are out of control.
You're making this worse and worse.
Well, you're gonna take your boobs out?
Okay.
Here comes the boobs. Man, you look like a chick, completely. Hey, did you get an ass plant?
No, it's the Latina pudding.
A guy has an ass like that?
It's their jeans, you know. Maybe she's going to
think he looks like a girl. You got a girl, a really girl, he's a girl's ass.
Girly good.
That's from the, is that from the, what do you call it, the reverse steroids? Oh, okay, well, there you go.
You know,
reverse steroids give you backs for days. That's what flat-ass chicks should do. If white chicks want some ass, do some reverse steroids. Fucking boom. Tough acting tonight, then.
Here.
Legs?
I just need to move it.
Okay.
Right, so you're going to mark up. The penis has to come out.
Okay.
There we go.
I think he just wants to see it.
I do.
Okay.
And there it is. Man, you really do have a little penis. Look at it, Raw Dog.
I look at it.
Come bend over for me, it'll grow, watch.
touche, Foxy. Okay, so you're going to put your hands on her boobs right now.
Okay.
Go ahead and put them on there.
Ah,
he's got cold hands. He's now holding Foxy's boobies. Foxy's making him squeeze the boobs. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tsfoxy.com to check her out. Now, the snake is a little snake.
Yeah,
it looks pissed. Jody, he's slapping her on the head. Raw Dog, look away. Because you're going to put it on behind him, right? On his ear.
Oh, God, this is so much worse than the arm.
Right. Yeah. Raw Dog, look at Foxy's penis. Look at Foxy's penis. It'll make you forget about the snake. Don't move. Don't pull away.
I feel this thing.
No,
it won't bite you?
It's not biting me.
It likes him.
Hang on a minute.
It likes him. We have to get the blood passing.
This, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Raw Dog powering through, still holding Foxy's boobs, squeezing the shit out of them.
All
right.
Foxy's penis hangs out of her pants.
Replacement snake.
Replacement steak. Raw Dog, you just stay there.
Is this snake any different?
Oh, yeah.
What? Really?
It's a little bit bigger.
Okay. Does it make a difference what I have to do?
No. Just don't pull away.
Don't pull away?
Or pull away, whatever.
Okay.
People, Raw Dog.
You're not helpful.
Raw Dog is changing the game.
Okay.
Raw Dog is still holding on. Okay. The snake is a little bit bigger.
All right. There's a snake right behind me right now.
Is it too cold?
He's trying to piss him off.
He's trying to piss him off by smacking him. And now you're blowing on him. Did it just bite Jody? Scared the shit out of you, though. Raw Dog, you have to be bitten. Why isn't everybody biting this bastard?
Come on.
How come the fucking anaconda bit me instantly?
He's so cute.
He's communicating so now with Raw Dog.
Devin suggested that Raw Dog take an anaconda to the neck.
No.
You can't take it to the neck. He can?
Yeah.
That's ballsy.
But if
he puts it on the neck and that's embedded, it's fine because it won't pull back. So it'll just
right. Do you want to just take an anaconda on the neck, Raw Dog?
No, I don't.
Just do a blood pipe into the
air. Just put that snake there.
Not doing it yet.
Let go of its head. Let's just
swing. Yeah, nothing.
You've done it. He's trying
to.
Sorry. Raw Dog, you've been holding tits for like 10 minutes. Raw Dog is very cool right now.
Bite him.
Very calm. Handling it like a man.
Right on my ear. Look at him. Come on. What the fucking hell? Snake, you asshole. Bite me.
Oh my god, Raw Dog. Why would you do that?
Fucking bite my ear.
Raw Dog just eyeballed the snake, putting his eyes closer to the head.
What? Anaconda to the arm?
Yeah, anaconda to the arm.
Devin's rating anaconda to the arm.
Didn't hurt at all, Raw Dog. It didn't even hurt.
That fucking snake seems a lot worse.
The snake and it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just wants it to.
I have a smaller arm.
Yeah, it didn't hurt. And look, Foxy's gonna make sure your arms don't pull away. Do not let his arms pull away because it'll hurt him.
No, they're actually keeping me warm.
See?
With his hands.
Grab it.
I don't want the anaconda. Can we not do the anaconda? Please?
We have to do the anaconda.
No.
It's faster. It's faster. It's no big deal, dude. It happened to me a couple of minutes ago. It didn't even hurt. It's a way lesser deal. I'll do it again if you want.
Well, you're from Australia. You're used to that.
What's up with your studio, dude? Like, this snake is violent. It's like mellow. Look at it.
Oh, this one?
This one.
How did he get mellow?
He was terrified.
So you just get mellow sometimes?
Yeah, very scared.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, Donald Schultz is here. He's got a show, Wild Recon, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. on Animal Planet. And, of course, Foxy is here, tsfoxy.com. With two X's. She is a very attractive lady with a penis. And the anaconda is...
Oh, motherfucker!
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Are you okay?
What did
it do? No one twisted it.
Where did it bite him? Are you okay?
God damn it.
Where did it bite you?
Right here.
Are you okay? Oh, no.
He's bleeding.
Oh, dude, that actually looks pretty bad. You should probably call a medic, eh?
Really?
Okay, Foxy, you can get comfortable again for a second till we have our next contestant. An unbelievable. Oh, my God, dude. That thing just ripped into you. Are you angry?
That one.
Go watch
I think
it.
You're the snake.
Here, get him the hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, my God.
Ew, that was...
Did you feel the power of the snake when Raw Dog was holding your boob?
Actually, he didn't even squeeze. I thought he would, like, squeeze me tighter.
Yeah, panic and hold on to you.
Yeah, he just kind of stood like, ow.
What the anaconda did is what I was hoping it wouldn't do with you is it bit and rolled its head.
Yeah.
So it got a couple teeth in some pretty
decent. It was kind of trying to tear him apart.
Is he okay, Bentley?
Yeah, he's fine. He's getting a Band-Aid, and he's fine. Thank you.
I love how... The Jason Hill Show just puts Band-Aids on anaconda bites. Don't worry about it, Jace. We've got a Band-Aid. Oh, okay. Right, this snake is incredibly angry. Bentley, you up next.
It's mad.
Okay.
All right, do you want to give me the camera?
The snake's going to bite you?
And and she's going to hold your bosoms.
Oh, my God.
So
maybe this one is almost dead, though.
They're almost dead? I've got another one. Don't worry about it. You just do your thing.
I can't feel my head anymore.
Right.
The anaconda's constricting Devin almost to death.
It's strangling Devin's arm right now.
And just for publicity people from Animal Planet, I'm not looking at the boobs at all, and I'm sitting in the corner.
He's right, he's not. Foxy, stop intimidating good old Schulte over here. He's a good guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about me because my boobs are too small.
Right. Can you grab... Oh, you're just thinking about other stuff. All right, Bentley, can you grab... Right, I'm not going to say anything. They're both holding each other's boobs.
Oh, my God, her hands are even colder.
Right, and here we go. Bentley, are you ready to be bitten? By an 8-foot anaconda.
Yep.
Here it goes. The anaconda is...
I don't know.
Look away and don't pull away. Don't pull away.
Because, I won't pull it.
Stop it. You're the one that said that you were into this shit.
Yeah, I remember that. She was like, I'm
here
turning
it comes,
into...
Here it comes.
Oh! Oh!
Holy shit!
Oh my God.
You okay? Is it hurting?
You can let go of the boots, I think.
I know, actually.
Oh my god, and it's hissing!
It didn't want to come off!
It was like stuck in there.
Oh my god, it's wrenched in here! Oh! Quickly, Asa Smack, get in here, you're next!
Someone
oh my god, this is brutality!
We need
a
band.
Can I give you a tea twister really quick?
What is that?
Just see if it hurts. I haven't. Did it hurt?
Not really.
See? My point exactly.
Okay, there you go. The titty twister has been done. Asa Smat, grab onto Foxy's tits. Asa Smat is grabbing onto Foxy's tits.
Dude,
he's warmed the hands up.
But wait, like everyone's got a bite to the arm. Why don't you take a bite to the neck?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
Oh, do it.
No, dude.
Yeah.
What happens if he bites a vein or something?
It'd probably be fine.
Probably.
Dude,
if Donald says
it's
alright.
Yeah, Donald says safe.
Oh my god.
I've never heard anyone before.
You know what? I want to do that.
Okay, well then, yeah, do his arm and we can do the back of Ellis's neck. Because that's pretty gangster.
I'm gonna
do
it.
Oh, you left a tooth in.
Nice. Yeah! There's a tooth hanging out of your arm?
Really?
Yeah! Yeah, assless, you're an idiot!
Red dragons.
Ouch.
Right, okay, next up is Come On My Shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
he's a big man, and he's got his arm out, and he's looking to grab some titty. We're here at the Jason Ellis Show. Donald Schultz is here, and of course Foxy's here, and she has a penis. She is ready to rumble with some huge cans.
Everyone has their damn flip cameras. I might as well do mine, because this is crazy.
You're going to film yourself. It's very exciting. Let's move this thing up. Out of the way. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. And
hold on, wait.
Do the forearm. No, inside of the
no,
bicep.
That's too close to me.
Don't get the tit.
All right, here comes Anaconda.
Oh, I keep things can come between my legs.
Oh, he missed.
Here it comes.
Oh, it's Devin. It's surprising
me.
Oh, Devin's gonna get smoked.
What? Oh, he's getting out of it.
Oh, and he got my elbow on the bat on the withdrawal.
Yeah.
He held me up.
Everybody's getting better. All right.
Devin.
All right, Phil, are you filming?
Yeah, are you going back?
Yeah, he's gonna bite my neck.
Oh, shit. Hold on, let me go over there.
He just wants to feel my boobs. That's all.
Devin,
he's volunteering again because he wants to feel my boobs.
Oh, fuck you guys, don't do that. They're fucking saying they're gonna make it hurt more.
Oh my god, cold.
Just fucking. Is it behind me? Where is it? You gonna do it?
Turn around, turn around.
Turn around.
You can't
see.
Neck?
Oh!
Oh, dude. God, that fucking hit my nervous system! Oh! Oh, motherfucking hell!
Ah, oh, you motherfucker, you pulled out and made the thing rip me!
Oh!
Man, the visual of that, seeing him like pull that little fold on the back of your neck backwards, was awesome.
Ah, you bastard!
Then you wonder why I darted Devin in Sri Lanka. He's a bastard.
Devin looks like he's about to fall on the ground and be eaten alive in the studio. That thing is starting to overpower you, so you know. Is there blood leaking everywhere? Don't wipe it off!
What?
We have a fucking photo on!
It'll come back, it will come back!
God, it's so stupid sometimes!
Let's do it again now.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that again, that really hurt!
It's still there.
Jeez, oh, wow, it looks like someone like, bit you in the back of the neck.
Oh! Ow, it's like stinging inside my mind! Oh!
It's like a bad thing. Come here, photo.
It's like an aftermath sting just happened for no reason. Is there a tooth in there?
Might be.
Fuck, I've got an anaconda tooth in my neck!
Tooth?
Dude, I'm awesome!
Red Dragons!
Why are you putting snakes on the I don't want to be bitten anymore!
No, that's
you're a liar!
Bandage.
You're a liar putting snakes on the counter.
The boobs were comforting, I'm just not gonna lie.
Yeah. Oh man, I didn't even get to appreciate the boobs at all! You bastard of a snake, that hurts so badly! Oh, look, he's gonna beat Devin up.
Oh
what do you want me to do, Joe? This way?
How are you feeling?
I feel fine. I feel alive. I feel really tested. It's funny how you get a little bit more used to it. Oh my god, my neck is bleeding profusely.
Yeah, it's gonna look bad on the back of your neck.
Hey, take photos, Twitter photos, dude. Hey, moron.
Yeah.
Take photos of my phone.
Oh, okay.
I can just send it to you.
Yeah, but I need him on Twitter. Don't patch that up. Let it bleed. Let her bleed. What about this photo of Jody? Reverse Red Dragon photo from behind. Do you get photos? Look at
it.
What about this one?
One sec.
This is the photo of a lifetime. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Check that fucking Red Dragon ad out. What's Alice doing? He got bitten by an anaconda in the back of the head. Crazy. That's what he's been doing lately. Focusing. No, I just want to bleed. I like bleeding from the neck. All right, one more. There we go, one more here.
You should put the small one in your pouch. There's a little snake out there.
That's the underlord of the pouch when you do that one.
Oh, that snake is
so bad. My god, dude. You bastard, Schultz.
I just saw
the proper photo. There's that fucking... It opened up hard on my head, huh?
I was thinking, dude, I had nothing to do with that. Like, I was up here drinking
coffee. Even though right when I went to grab onto Foxy's tits, I saw Donald go, and pull it back. Pull it back. So rips his head. Get it? It's
the old, pullback
method that we do so that their fucking heads bleed more, remember?
I can tell this is going to hurt later. It already hurts a little bit right now. Yeah.
Did you really put a Band-Aid on, dude?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
You're a vaginal cavity.
A vaginal cavity.
Mickey, you're on.
Hey, Alice.
Yes.
Love the show, man.
Thank you.
I got a question for Donald.
Yeah, what's up?
I just wanted to know how much you get paid for selling all that venom and stuff from your show. At the end of the show, you say you sell them to the pharmaceutical companies and stuff.
It depends on what snake and where it's from. Some of the stuff is not worth very much. Other stuff is really expensive. So it depends on what goes where.
Is that funding your stuff then? I mean, is that how you live?
Previously, yeah, that's how. Basically, I'd work in veterinary medicine for like 6 or 7 months, and then use that money to go out and go on all these different things, and then sell the proceeds of it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
I really wanted to know that.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like you'll never make money from milking rattlesnakes because they're just common. But if you go to Central Africa or you go to parts of Australia, the venom there is obviously worth a lot more. So that's kind of what I do. I do the weirder things.
That's cool. Thanks.
No worries, man. John, what's up?
Hey, it's Houston. What's going on, Ellis?
Yeah, mate. What can we do for you?
Dude, I'm fucking losing my mind in my car right now.
If you have Twitter, go to @DonaldSchultz. I just posted a photo of his neck, and it's destroyed. It's pretty, pretty bad. Worst idea ever.
That was a weird feeling.
I'm listening to you guys and I'm updating Twitter from my phone and it's, oh my god, dude, you're going to own everything in the world one day. You're taking over.
Yeah, no, it's a hostile takeover.
Hey, you should have had the snake bite Raw Dog like on his inner thigh so you had to pull his pants down in front of the tranny.
Well, yeah.
Way to be the biggest asshole on the show, John. You win. There you go. Man, just gotta get that last one out. Sometimes you feel that last one bubbling. Just keep it in. Hang up. Just move on. Power through it. Come back with it next time if you think it's so good. Garrett.
Hey, what's up?
What can I do for you, Garrett?
Oh, I just wanted you to tell him that you've messed with the most venomous snake in the world, the tick cobra.
Yeah. Funny, I'd have said that. Thanks, dude.
All right, later.
A little bit of humor. What are you doing to me, Foxy? You want to get a Twitter photo?
Yeah, okay.
You got
it? Hold on, I'm going to stuff M&M's in your ass, okay?
M&M's in my ass? What's the most M&M's anyone ever put in their ass?
They'll probably melt by the time you start counting.
Thank God you're here, Foxy. Christina.
Hey, Athena.
Who?
Athena.
It's Athena.
Athena?
Athena.
No, whatever. I should have said my name was Quag. But
touché.
I just want to say, Foxy sounds exactly like Rachel. You guys should have, you should get in Rachel's voice and have a conversation.
She does? Hang on a second, let's see if this works out. Hang on a second. And what, no, you're on this one.
Rachel is?
Hang on a second.
Rachel is me. And I like cock. Do you like cock?
Oh my god. So
oh
you
my
are,
god, we could totally hang out.
So you're a cross-dresser, like, part-time?
Totally.
You play a chick some days?
I just like to black out on beer and cock.
Nice.
Total.
And then wow, we probably do sound alike.
Yeah, we should go to parties and stuff.
Yeah, you could be my drag daughter.
What's a drag daughter?
Where I dress you up and, you know, teach you the ropes.
I don't want to get bitten by a snake every week. I think it's a good way to wake somebody up in the morning.
That's exactly.
This is alive. Yeah. I feel alive, God damn it. Man, I'm on fire. Mark.
Yeah, hey, Ellis. Earlier, just before you got bit by the snake, you said that was about to be the worst moment in your life. How is that possible when you had a black man's dick near your ass?
Yeah, what? Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking, asshole. You win. Ah, damn it. All right. There's worse times than that. That doesn't mean that I jammed a bunch of dudes. It's just there was worse times than that. People dying on you is way worse than somebody trying to put their dick in your ass. Right, Foxy?
Right.
Right. All right, well, we should play a song, come back with final calls, and maybe, what is it, Friday? What can we do? We could do some sort of shit that we haven't done before with these guys. You cool? You're everyone's cool to stay?
You gonna go? Yeah, what time is the show finished for?
We're half an hour.
Yeah, we can hang up to that. Yeah.
Final calls with Donald Schultz and Foxy after this and the Jason Ellis Show. Maybe not this.
You know, as the oceans get more trash, there's more trash in there, man.
Because the oceans are getting more trash.
Yeah, so don't pollute the ocean. Yeah. You're hurting our animals.
Save the Blue. Yeah.
Save the Blue?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's an organization that tries to fight for the rights of the oceans. And they don't just protect sharks, they protect everything. So it's good.
What about people that can't go in the water anymore because they'll get sick?
Yeah, it happens all the time. San Diego is a good case. It happens a lot.
I've got to invest the money in that shit.
Yeah.
Or start some sort of thing.
Saving the beaches.
You should just come on like once a month and do a thing about the environment, yeah, and then just get snakes to bite everybody.
This Tuesday.
Everyone will pay attention. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're giving boring knowledge, but the knowledge has to sink in somehow.
Exactly.
We'll sink it in by letting snakes attack us.
Is that the next step? Do we have to get bit by a shark?
Yeah. Well, this Tuesday.
Go to SaveTheShark.com!
This Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Animal Planet, my Wild Recon episode's exclusively sharks. So we dive with sharks in Bahamas, in Florida, in San Diego, and it shows how bad shaped sharks are. Like, it's all of it is sharks. There's no snakes. It's Wild Recon, Animal Planet, 8 p.m. Only sharks. Plug.
Right. You want to do it again?
No, that's fine.
Right. Foxy, do you want to plug?
Do I want to plug?
Yeah. What is it? TSFoxy.com?
Yeah, TSFoxy.com. My blog is free, so feel free to visit anytime. I always put up, you know, photos of events. And
do you do a live thing where people can tell you to finger yourself and stuff?
We're just installing live chat stuff, yeah. So that'll be fun.
The future. You got to get into that shit. People are big fans of telling people what to do naked on camera.
If anyone brings up M&Ms, I'm going to know it's you.
Yeah, there you go. Don't forget.
You trademarked that shit.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Stuff M&Ms in your ass. Let me see.
If you want to steal that name off me, go right ahead.
Also, we have some news from the California State Senate, where anti-gay state senator Roy Ashburn, well known for his family values platform and his long history of voting against gay rights, was just caught driving drunk after leaving a nightclub called Faces, which is a gay bar.
Ooh, see, it's always the people who talk shit and go against us are the ones that are actually doing that stuff.
So does that mean if
it's guilty conscience? You know, they have to
overcompensate.
Take the attention away from them because they know.
So that's why you know I'm not gay. Because I believe in gay rights.
I'm not saying you're gay, but you know, you're open minded.
I have a humongous open mind.
I know that much.
It's my ass, it's a little tight. I get a little weird about that stuff. Final calls now?
Final calls.
That is good payback, though. I think that dude should really suffer in hell.
Seriously. Yep. It is always, it's always the most anti-gay guys. They always get fucked with these stories. They're always such
and fucked in the ass.
And fucked in the ass. Or moving their shoe underneath the bathroom stall, or whatever the
that's
hell
that's right,
guy
that
doing.
Guy. Yeah, the old, hey, check it out.
I didn't even know that trick. What are you guys talking about?
You didn't know that?
No.
Have you ever done a guy in a bathroom?
No, because I don't go in the guy's bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would trip out if you did that.
I would like to, though. There's times I'm like, oh my God, I gotta pee, and these girls are like taking forever. I'm like, oh my God, just sit down and hurry up. They sit there and gossip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just gonna go to the guys, just stand up in a urinal, bend over, and just pee in there.
Yep.
Because, you know.
That'd be a great video. Rob, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? We got a full studio today.
Yeah, we're partying. It's Friday. We don't care and all that stuff.
Fuck it. All right, I got a question for Donald. Is it true that you can drink, like, snake venom and not get sick unless you have, like, ulcers or something?
Even if you have ulcers, you probably won't get sick. You have to get a pretty decent amount of venom into your circulatory system. So you can drink venom. It does nothing to you. Not
doesn't get you drunk?
Nope, doesn't do anything. And that's the difference between venom and poison. If you drink poison, you die.
What about if you smoke it?
Nothing. Right.
That's what I thought. All it is is a protein.
Bummer.
So, yeah. It's not.
So how come when it bites you, you instantly, like...
Because then it goes into your circulatory system. So it's like the difference between, you know, if you had to take a tablet and then inject something. If you inject something, it works a lot better.
There you go, Rob.
Yeah.
Right on. One more question. This is for Foxy. Do you pee standing up or do you sit down?
I sit down.
Ooh, very nice.
I got over that stage years ago. But, you know, sometimes you just, we're like at a parking lot or something, we're like, oh my God, I'm here, and you're just like.
Because it's going to be easier.
You just open the door and block me, and you're just like, because, you know, if we're all dressed up in a dress and you don't want to, like, take everything off.
So you're saying sometimes you're all dressed up in a dress and you really need to pee, and you'll just get out of a car in a parking lot and just whip your dick out of your panties and piss on the
floor. Yeah, like my friend, it was her birthday last week, and she was like, oh my God, she was drunk.
Just if you saw it.
And she started peeing, and I'm like, oh my God, and I grabbed my camera and I took pictures of her, and she was like, stop it. And it was just the funniest thing because you don't often see that, you know, and I don't even often see that, so it was funny.
Yeah, I agree.
That's funny.
866 Joe Faction Final Calls. Casey, what's up?
Hey, Ellis and crew. Great show today, man.
Thanks, dude.
This is a question for Donald.
What up?
Now that all you them guys got bit by the same snake, man, so are they all blood brothers and sisters now?
No. Actually, what happens is snakes have a mucous membrane around their teeth, so when they actually let go, their teeth are basically washed clean of anything, so there's no contagious anything going through.
I wanted to be Raw Dog's blood brother.
I was always concerned.
I was about to fucking run out of into the green room and fucking bro down so hard just then. I'm like, dude, we're blood brothers now.
That can be Anaconda Brothers, I guess.
We're Anaconda Brothers, right, dog? That's even better. The Anaconda Brothers. We should start our own band. Fuck Taint Stick. The Anaconda Brothers. Raw Dog and Ellis. We'll just sing songs. Then we'll do that, the cover of I'm a Slave. Except I'll just have an anaconda on me just biting the fuck out of me the whole time. No big deal. Bleeding. Some sort of fucked up, like, Australian G.G. Allen, but snakes instead of shit. Be crazy.
Jeez.
Aaron.
What up?
What up?
Great show today, man. This is the fucking best show I've heard in a while.
Red Dragons.
You guys are crazy. Hey, Donald.
Yo.
A couple of questions, dude. I couldn't figure out your accent. Are you from Australia or
fuck
fucking...
Fuck no, dude.
Yeah, fuck.
No, I'm South African, but I've been in the States for
he
some
years. He hates black people.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm just South African.
You walk with elephants and you hate the blacks. I've seen the movie. I know what you guys
do. You guys sound the same, like the accent.
No, we don't.
I thought you guys
mine's way sexier, dude. Like...
Well, yeah, you're just a sexy guy, but...
Who's got a sexier accent?
I don't know, you guys sound the same. That's why I thought he was an Aussie boy.
No, I'm
sorry. Because you didn't know about South Africa. They're not even really on the radar. You're looking for Aussie is what you're looking for. You're not looking for South Africa.
Well, I didn't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm South African. I've lived in the States for about 6 years, and that's why it's a little bit convoluted, but definitely South African.
Hey, that backpack that you wear on the show with the solar panels on it, what's up with that thing?
It'll charge a laptop, charges iPods, all that shit. So, I mean, every time I come to the LS show, my fucking phone dies. And it's literally, I can be out in the field and it'll charge everything that you carry around with you, so it's totally sweet.
Oh, my God, I want one of those.
Yeah,
Voltaire. I don't. You guys I'm way more stylish than both of you combined after you guys requesting to want that bag. That is a hideous bag. Oh, but it's solar powered. Oh, yeah? Where you just solar powered all your fucking cool-looking vibes away. Because now you look like a tool bag with a silver backpack on your ass.
If you're in the middle of the steppes and you're out in a rainforest, you don't have electricity.
Okay, if you're in the rainforest, it's different.
That's where I wear it. I don't wear it around L.A.
You're going to wear it to the Playboy Mansion. Mark, what's up?
Hey, Ellis, what's up?
Yes.
I just wanted to call and say that today's show is fucking sick.
Tit Cobra says thank you.
Yeah, it's not very often that you hear someone getting bit in the arm by an anaconda.
In the neck.
What about in the back of the neck, asshole? You forget that one?
The neck was money.
That's what I was saying.
Still stinging right now. The back of my head is stinging.
Radio carbon fiber, that's what it was.
This was.
Yeah, Red Dragons, man.
Thanks, dude. Later, mate. I know, that wasn't so bad. It's weird how you do get more and more used to it.
Yeah. And
like after the first one, the amount of shock of when he put his nose on my wrist, I was like, fuck, he goes hell.
Yeah.
And then the next one, I was like, that's in the back of the neck. I was like,
it's just like,
I was like, look at Foxy's tits.
You get used to the feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, when I saw you at first, I thought, like, someone was going to kick your ass or you had had really bad news or something. You were gray. Like, you were totally gray and pasty and looked like you were going to pass out.
No, I really have a fear of them. I mean,
and now are you scared of snakes? Like, how do you feel?
I'm not worried
you
about it.
Your fear.
Yeah. I mean, still, if you're going to throw it on the table and you don't say anything, I'm not going to try to pick it up.
Yeah.
But if you said maybe I was allowed to pick it up, I would give it a go.
Yeah.
Not before. No way. Jody, would you touch a snake?
No, I'm still pretty...
You're freaked out from being in the room.
The shark cage would have been a good idea.
Right, you wanted a shark cage. Final calls here. Chris, what you got?
Hey, good fucking show, Alice.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, that Foxy Brown, or what's her name? Foxy?
Foxy Brown has a dick. Allegedly.
Has she ever been to jail? And is it inmate's wet dream?
I know. If you go to jail, you go into a man's jail, correct?
Actually, I got arrested for DUI when I first moved to Vegas. And I had to spend, 24 hours in, what is that called?
Jail?
Protective custody.
Protective custody because you wouldn't be allowed to put it into the normal inmates.
Yeah, but when they gave us it was like lunchtime or something, or, I went down and I was like, oh my God, and I'm with all these like sex offenders and murderers, and I'm like, oh my God, and luckily there was another transsexual in there. She's like, oh, hey girl, and all of a sudden I'm getting ramen noodles and apples, and they're just like gifts, and I was like, oh, wow.
Who was giving you gifts?
Candy bars, the other inmates.
Right, because they were looking at you.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty much a girl.
And, if I wasn't so scared, I probably would have, but,
You were scared. Otherwise, you would have blown a couple inmates.
I was like, this motherfucker just killed somebody. And
that doesn't turn you on.
No, but at least I didn't starve. I was happy. I had a lot of snacks.
Right. You're talking about food.
Hey, what is she wearing?
She's wearing a T-shirt and jeans.
She's got a nice ass?
I'm wearing my Chelsea girls.
I don't want to. Yeah, she has a nice ass. She looks like a girl. Except for when the penis came out. That was the bit that gave it away.
I look like a girl.
There you go. Ray, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Man, I just wanted to thank you so much for the Tools to Life program. And, man, I've been wondering all this time how it is that you came across, like, Devlin Steele in the whole program. And, I mean, because you guys seem like kind of like an unlikely duo, I guess.
Because of the radio. He came on the Rude Jude show, and then he was... I was out there for a second, and he said someone said you should talk to Devlin as well, so I had him on the radio show.
Oh, well, great, man. I was like 6 hours away from completing my master's, and I was just like in the depths of depravity, and I started listening to you after the Stern show, man. And I got on that Tools to Life, and man, it just pulled me through, and now I'm fixing to graduate here in this summer, man. I'm gung-ho about it, and so thanks a lot for everything you do, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks. I'll be here, man.
Hell yeah.
Later, mate.
Later.
How cute you inspire people.
Yes. Sometimes.
Wow. Maybe I'll be president one day.
No one's ever been president as a girl with a penis.
Not yet.
You're Spanish, right?
Yes.
No one's ever been a Spanish president either.
Yeah. No.
Break some barriers, Foxy. Break them.
Hey, we are breaking barriers.
What do you stand for?
I stand for equal rights.
How do you feel about 65-year-old people not being allowed to vote?
I think everyone should be able to vote. Right. It's our country.
You're an open-minded person.
You know.
I say 65, shut up. Brian.
Yo, what's up?
What do you got?
I just wanted to say my girlfriend thinks Donald Schultz has the sexiest accent, but I think you got the sexiest one, Ellis.
Oh, so I'm sexier to chicks. Yes. Thank you.
Dude.
Well, he wins.
Ryan, you're an asshole.
Thanks, bro. That means a lot.
Bastard. Joey girl.
Hey, how's it going?
What up?
Oh, let's ask another chick.
I had a question about when you said that the teeth get, like, stuck or, like, they fall out.
Yeah.
like, okay, do the teeth grow back?
Yeah,
or
they're constantly growing back. They have like 300 or 400 teeth, depending on the snake species, and they're constantly growing back. So they lose them all the time, and they'll actually, oftentimes the snake will eat their own teeth, like they say in the products, and then they'll poop them out. But yeah, snakes lose teeth all the time. Even venomous snakes will have their fangs being replaced all the time.
So they eat their own teeth?
What?
Do venomous snakes eat their own teeth?
The best way to
fucking red dragons.
Yeah.
So what'd you do last night? Ate one of my venomous teeth? Fuck off.
So yeah.
Yeah. What did you do? Watch TV, pussy?
So snakes are born or hatch with teeth and have teeth their whole life and just carry on regenerating them. So it's not a big deal when they lose them. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. And I have one more little small request. My boyfriend keeps telling me about the Devin song, and the little girl.
Yeah.
Single ladies, can you play it so I can finally hear this thing?
Okay.
You should get up and
there
dance.
You go. It's the coolest song ever.
Thank you so much. That's so cute.
I know, I love it.
Oh, it's Dustin's birthday too, so.
Who?
Dustin, my boyfriend.
Happy birthday, Dustin.
Happy birthday, Dustin.
Did you hear that, Jody? It's my daughter singing fucking Put a Ring on It. Amazing. Greg.
Yeah, Ellis, what's up?
Fire away, Greg.
On a completely different subject from your daughter, I'm here looking at Foxy.
Yeah.
Very nice. I am very excited about this transsexual you have on.
Are you a gay dude?
No, just because you like transsexuals doesn't mean you're gay.
Look,
hello.
This is a radio show where I like to ask out there questions.
Just because you had a cock in your ass, now you try to make everyone feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
They like transsexuals.
Pretty much.
See what I mean? You're not gay, baby. Don't worry. Don't listen to him.
I didn't say he was gay. I asked him if he was.
No.
Are you not a gay guy, dude?
I am not gay currently.
You're not gay if you are with me or someone like
gay,
me.
But I mean, hey, looking at these pictures here, I'm getting kind of excited. So who knows?
Good. That's what I'm there for. That's what my website's there.
You
have
look good.
Fun.
Now you're mad at me.
Well, shit. I got to stand up for myself too, right?
Oh, I don't know. That's an insult to say if a guy wants to do you, he's a gay guy.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you're a fag. Oh, you're gay.
Can't
bullshit.
You see the cluelessness in my face? I didn't mean that.
Just because I have sex with women on my website doesn't mean I'm a lesbian. It means I'm bisexual, maybe, but...
Right. If you have sex with you, are you bisexual?
My question is...
Shut up.
All
right. If I have sex with you, am I bisexual?
No, because to me, being bisexual means you like both sexes. Like, you also like men and sleep with men and with women. So that's... bisexuality.
So you're saying a guy who sleeps with Foxy is not a bisexual?
Hey, it could have been a guy who's curious.
I'm just asking because you're the one. You would know.
It doesn't mean they're going to all of a sudden be bisexual or gay.
Fair enough.
So,
get it together. Now it's your turn, Bo.
What's that?
Now it is your turn.
All right. So let's say you're a straight guy and you're watching two beautiful women. They're gorgeous. Except one of them has dick, and she is having sex with the girl. Or the guy.
It's not gay.
No. Awesome.
How can it be gay? That's a guy fucking a girl. Just there's two more tits in the game.
Well, because I like watching two girls together, and I like watching two girls together when one of them's got a strap on. So it's kind of like the same thing for me.
Yeah.
I was just very curious. I was curious if that was gay or not.
You're not gay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And a lot of guys do that.
I save lives over here, Foxy. that guy was standing on a rickety chair with a rope around his neck saying, Ellis, am I gay for doing this?
He just needed that reassurance.
That's right. That's what I do. Tom, what you got?
Hey, what up, Ellis?
What can I do for you?
Nothing, man. I hope that Tully's listening because you guys just wrote his first screenplay. It's Camino and Rick starring Anaconda Brothers.
Right, that's why you don't have a radio show. Man. Raw Dog. I mean, Jamie, sorry. I love you, Ray. You should come in here. I fucking love you. Why don't you talk and stuff?
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, sorry, Jamie.
Alice, yeah. The funniest fucking show of all time today.
All right, I thought it sucked.
That's just because you were worried about it.
Are you kidding me? A bite to the neck? Hey, I have a question for Foxy.
Yeah.
Do you think Chad Reed would suck her dick?
Somebody getting that. Chad Reed, the fastest, most sensational motocross rider that ever hit the scene.
Ever.
Of all time.
Oh, okay. I'm clueless, but okay. You think he would suck my dick?
No, he didn't. No, no. And you better watch your tongue, all right? I know you're a girl, but
I don't
that
get
doesn't mean I can't get fucking Donald Schultz to get a snake to bite you. Check AliceMania.com where I get Foxy to roll around in the green room with the fucking anaconda for 10 minutes. See you handle that fucking snake.
You missed Will Pendarvis getting bit by a snake outside.
What?
That's one of the smaller ones, but still.
You film it?
We filmed everything except the bite itself. It ran out at the last minute.
I hate you guys! You're idiots!
That's the worst story ever.
Thank you for it. I hate dumb people! You're not allowed to vote either anymore! Stop voting!
I wasn't involved in the film.
I don't care! Next time there's a voting, you just fucking go camping or something, shitbag! Idiot! Taylor!
Hey, I got a question for Donald.
What yeah. up?
Is it true that snakes, they don't piss, they, like, sweat their urine out?
No, no.
Is that why that snake's dumb?
No, snakes
I'm not racist, yeah. But I am a separatist.
Because that snake did smell like pee.
Yeah, no, I saw the fountain flying out of the snake the last time he was here. That didn't look like he was perspiring.
Yeah, no, they do, like, it's way technical, but they do have urates, which is technically urine crystals, but they do excrete liquid.
If you smoke urine crystals, you get high?
Nothing, no, dude.
You tried it, though, didn't you?
No. There's a few frogs that'll make you high, but it's a bad
yeah.
situation.
Shelter them, fucking animals. Getting high off frogs. Allegedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, Animal Planet.
It's your opinion.
Yeah. He's definitely just all about the kids, not trying to get high off frogs. Joel.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Hey, what's up? I want to know if I'm gay, if I got absolutely, like, fucking shit-faced, tried to get a cop to taser me, and then I passed out in a bathtub inside of a hotel and flooded the whole fucking top floor. And then my buddy had to come in and take a shit, so he busted down the door. And I guess I was staring at him right in the eyes, all drunk and shit. And I guess I was yanking my chain or some shit. I can't remember, but
wow, that's hot.
Is that gay?
Did you record it?
I was gonna say no, but after Foxy's fucking reply, sounds
that's
like
hot to see like two straight guys do something. That's my fantasy.
Now
we're evil, bitch.
That's hot.
What an evil bitch.
Wow.
Our fantasy is every dude's worst nightmare.
You must have like a
hot
friend.
I just want you guys
something.
To fuck each other. And
I forced guys to do stuff
you
together.
You did?
You forced straight guys to fuck each other?
Yes. I'm like, if you want to fuck me, then you're going to do what I want you to do first. And they did it. So.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
You make straight, hang on a minute. So two straight dudes wanted to have sex with you, and you made them fuck each other first.
Yeah.
And they did.
I made one guy go down on the other guy. And I put a condom on the guy, and I was like, you're going to fuck him. And the other guy's like, wait, no, I never did that. So I got that far.
I wouldn't know.
I'm sure if you were there, you probably would have taken it.
Right, yeah. Oh, I don't like it in the ass. I know it.
Well, that's what that guy said. And he
had two of those. My ex-girlfriend poked me in the ass one time because I was having sex with this other girl too much. I was like enjoying myself. She was an asshole. She was really hot, but I didn't like her. So when I had sex with this other person, I was enjoying myself. She put her finger in my ass. First time I ever fucking clenched a fist. I didn't hit her, but it instinctively, when the finger went in my ass, my hand went, and I was like,
Well, yeah,
go away from me!
Because you tense up, you have to learn
no,
how to
it wasn't tense up. Yeah, I tense up, but my other hand was like, push your knuckles through her head. I was like, God, aggro button! I almost made my trainer fucking stick his finger in my ass before my fight. Because I knew that I would come out swinging like a madman, like a nutcase. man, you fingered me!
Oh, take it like a man and shut up.
I did take it like a man. Vince.
What up?
Yeah,
I just wanted to know, it's not really a dude is a gay, but what's gayer? When your buddy's passed out drunk, is it gayer to put your ball sack on his forehead or to have your cock all but touching his face for a picture?
You mean, what do you mean, your cock's on his face?
So you teabagged
just
him.
Up next to it, not touching it, but just almost touching it.
They're both not gay.
I'm into it. All right, thank you, sir.
No worries, mate.
That's just having fun.
I should clarify. Sorry to talk over you, Foxy, but if you do put your balls on a friend and you don't film it, and there's no one there but you and him,
okay,
and then you just tell him in the morning that you put your fucking dick on his head, that's gay. The only way you void out gay is if you're like, dude, film me, put my balls on my boy's fucking
face. Once it goes on camera, it's okay.
Yeah, because then he gets to see the video and he knows how
like
he really...
we
put our dicks on your head.
Otherwise, you just go to and you're like, last night, I put my dick on your face.
You're going to say, hey, last night, you know your face in my dick? Yeah. They were hanging out.
Your mouth was open when you were sleeping, so I stuck my dick in your mouth.
What you're swallowing right now is my load. Brian.
Hey, Ellis, man. Yeah. Two things. One, congratulations. That was an awesome show today. I actually called out from work because I wanted to finish listening to the show.
All right.
And two, remember the show you did a while ago where you dared girls, like hot girls, to go out there and kind of flash to like make someone's day a little bit better?
Yeah.
When are we going to do that again?
Right now?
Yeah. Is Foxy going to go out and do that?
No,
love flashing my boobs.
She is. Everybody who has boobs, it's Friday. Traffic, with everybody who's in traffic, you should show your boobs. Everybody who listens to the show has boobs, should pull your boobs out right now.
Please.
Thank you.
I'm not driving, so I didn't get to flash mine. Hey, who's going to make us girls, you know, the girls' days? Are guys going to pull out their cocks and be like,
as soon as you get a radio show that's kicking ass, go for it. I pull my dick out every now and then.
Well, shit.
I went into the parking lot the other day and got completely nude. Remember that?
Yeah, you did.
Well, when is that show? I got invited to
the not today.
They told me snakes, but damn.
Tim!
Yo, is it gay if I let my girl do me with a strap on?
Why?
Because it's interrupting and it turns her on.
It depends. Do you like it? And what do you think about having a guy do it?
I say it's not gay. What do you say? Schultz, what do you say?
I'd say, yeah, it is.
You say it is?
Yeah.
Right.
Just I've never been there, so yeah, maybe just
I can't take it. I do enjoy it,
but it's not too big. You know, it's like, you know, 4 or 5 inches. But she loves
you're just kinky
up, down, up, inside and out. So
hey, stop saying that.
Just kinky.
Yeah,
nothing's wrong.
I don't think he's gay. I don't think he's gay.
Not gay.
If you wanted a guy to do it after doing that,
if a guy's penis is in your ass, you're gay. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't agree to it. If you get knocked out and woke up with a dude's dick in your ass, you're gay until he pulls his dick out. That's the way it goes. Every pump, fuck, fuck, fuck. Fucking totally gay. Fuck, still gay. And then that, right, fuck, power through it, not gay.
You might want to do something to like get out of that situation.
Yeah, like you would do anything. I didn't mean it that way.
He'll just bandage it up.
Final calls, we have Will. No, we don't. I don't know who you are, dude.
Ellis?
Yes?
Hey, I got a dude as a gay.
Hurry up.
All right, dude, is it gay when people call in and ask you for a Red Dragons? Aren't they supposed to be deserved?
Yes, you're right, it is. From now on, I slipped, I forgot. I got brain damage, I get punched a lot. You're right. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. Everybody should show their tits, and everybody who wants a Red Dragons better fucking do something for it. Those are the two things I want you to take away for the weekend. Final fucking calls. Tim, hurry up.
Going once, going twice.
Will, what's up?
Oh, cool. I thought you were talking to me already. I was talking to myself. It really blew my mind. I told you every day is a
Macho
better
Man
day.
Randy Savage.
You're the best. You're fucking better every day, dude. Keep it up. I've got to get tickets, and I'll see you in Vegas and shit, dude. This is the best thing. I'm in L.A.
Just so you know, I will give anybody a Red Dragons who kisses my ass. That's an immediate...
Who got the Duke kiss for this one?
Do you know who gave me that?
No.
The bass player of Ozzy.
Really?
Blasgo.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Satan's fuck you finger gave me that Red Dragon. And that was it. That's how fucking gnarly I am right now. It's ridiculous. I'm moving to Beverly Hills tomorrow. You would have gone out with me, wouldn't you? And I got bitten by a snake. Do you like me? We would have gone out. Right.
Yeah,
what about
of course.
Okay. Nick. See that? She does think I'm more attractive than you do, Donald.
Dude, on Twitter, there's like 400 the tweets that my sex accent sexy.
Yeah, but that's because it's your Twitter. I've got way more than 400 on my Twitter, you asshole. 400, my ass. You don't have 400 followers.
Nick, I love you, don't worry.
Nick, you're the last dude.
Hey, I was just driving down the street in traffic here in Salt Lake, and when you told everyone who's driving in traffic to pull their boobs out, I swear, I'm pretty sure some bitch behind me pulled her boobs out.
Right. It's always a good idea not to call her a bitch if she shows you her tits.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Red Dragons!
Wait a minute.
Yeah!
Alright, Wild Recon, Tuesdays, 9 p.m, Animal Planet, and of course, tsfoxy.com with two X's. Foxy, thanks for being on the show. Donald as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for changing my life again. No worries, and making me yet again a stronger person than I was this morning.
It's always fun, man.
Raw Dog, you have a huge patch on your arm.
We all have a fucking...
I don't have a band-aid. I got a band on the neck.
You're the only one. We all have band-aids.
Yeah, look at Rambo. Look, he just stitched himself up.
It looks like an ER ward out there. Everyone's got bandages on.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to see the attack, it's Alice Mania all over the place. Later. Don't die.